Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey there. It's Monday, May 22nd. You're with Dave and Chuck the Freak. We thank you for being with us. Your dogs sing along with anything?
No.
No, no, but they will, you know, Hershey definitely reacts to any of the siren type of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Does he howl?
He will howl. Yeah.
A friend of mine had a dog that when he would play harmonica would howl.
Oh, yeah?
I think that's amazing.
Yeah, every time you play any sort of harmonica.
He was like a bluesman.
He was like...
Yeah, see, that's awesome.
Well, if you stick around for the end of our show ever, we do play a little penis montage to end the show. Mm-hmm. And there is a listener who had to share this with us. Her youngest bulldog loves to howl along every day to the penis ending of our show.
It's a very specific thing to howl to.
Absolutely. She says it never fails. He does it every time. Here's a little taste of how that plays out at the end of our show. Just take a little listen in here.
He's sad the show's so over.
That's it. He's just he's like, no.
David Chuck's over anymore.
God. Sorry, dog.
He says that's the only time he does it. When our show ends.
It's got to be that he just hears all those different voices, and it's like, is that how many people are over right now? Or
yeah. Could be.
There's a bunch of people outside, Master.
Yeah.
Say penis.
They're trying to get in. I can't defend this house on my own. You better go get your gun.
But thanks for sharing that with us, Hannah, because that's...
Yeah, that's an odd one.
That is an odd one. And then a lot of people sing along on Friday Bitches, including kids.
Mm.
It's good or bad.
So bad.
This woman sent us an email. She said, my daughter sings your song every Friday. She is in fifth grade.
Mm.
Avid listeners. She sings, though, It's Friday, Ding Ding.
I like it.
Sure.
Or Ding Dong. Yeah, she knows what it really is. We all know.
As soon as she's out of that car, you know what she's really singing.
I don't know how to sing that part.
Well, she only knows the beginning part.
Yeah. God, is there, when you're a kid like that, though, was there a better day than Friday?
No. Oh,
the greatest.
It's still the greatest day. It's what still, are you talking about?
I mean, I don't know. School's the worst. I'd rather work than be in school.
Well, yeah,
I can't say that.
Sure.
I'd rather sit in a classroom and take a nap and the teacher starts getting boring.
Boy, did I hate school. And still do.
When it's for decades.
Listen, when I hear
so
that it's the last day of school, I'm like, whew, good. Good for them. They're out. You know? Like, that's how I feel every time. Man, did I hate it.
Jason, are you with us there?
Sort of, yeah. What's up?
All right.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yep. Figured you'd want to hear this. This next video is a woman who, the name that contains sun generally means something in Cantonese.
Okay.
You have to listen for what your name means, okay? No. She's going through a few of them before she gets to yours, but...
If Dave's playing it, it can't be good.
Here we go.
Name contains S-O-N, sun, sounds like sun, which means God in Cantonese. Madison, Ma Day Sun, God of wiping floor. Jackson, Jerk Sun, God of birds. Jefferson, Jeff Fu Sun, God of putting on pants.
Now
Sun, Liu Sun, God of pee.
Wow.
Jason, Jer Sun, God of dick.
God of what?
Oh, God of dick. God of dick.
You lucky son of a bitch.
That's amazing.
That's great.
Good morning, everybody. I'm the God of dick.
You gotta change my religion.
Wow.
That's what he's going to go around saying now to everyone.
He's
going to
get that on his business cards now. Hi, I'm Jason, God of Dick.
I got a new title for my next album.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Dick. Yeah, like honestly, God of Dick. The rap stuff is what came to my head right off the bat.
MC Mayo, God of Dick.
Now I was going to figure out what Watson means.
Oh, God. Yeah. Who knows?
He could be God of Dick, God of... Who Dad, knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Save some for the rest of us, Jason.
I know, exactly. Oh,
gotta dig, gotta veg. Huh? That's pretty sweet. Thanks, Dad.
I mean, I guess you could probably put like Watt in some kind of translator in Cantonese or something and see if.
Let's see here. Translating from English to Cantonese. I'm going to go the other way, right?
Yes.
Doesn't.
What?
What does it mean, though? I don't need the translator.
I think
I mean, like, what does what mean in Cantonese?
Oh.
Got a feeling it's not going to be as cool as
probably
veg.
Not.
No, probably not.
Mm. They might not have it. I think, and you even saw, like, when she was doing this, she would pick the word that sounded like, might not be spelled the same, so... You know, like maybe What or who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
Yep. It's a Buddhist temple.
Oh, you're like the, a Wat? Yeah, is
you're
a
the god of a Buddhist temple.
Hmm.
There you go. So you're
the temple of Dong.
Temple of Dong.
Jason Watson in the temple of Dong.
Yep. Yeah. God of Dick in the temple of Dong. Wow.
He's got to get that fertility statue.
My God.
Yeah.
He's got one.
In his pants.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bull whoopie here, McCracken.
Well, that's good news I needed today.
Yeah, thanks, see, there you go. What better way to start a Monday by being the God of Dick?
Yeah, it started rough, so that's great.
Yeah.
I am the God of Dick.
You got to use that and see if you get a discount on stuff, like when you back into the garage door. Like, hey, do you have a God of Dick discount?
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you know who I am?
I'd watch you. Not many garage door repairmen worry that you're the God of Dick.
Well, you never know. They might be like, I'll give you a discount, Mr. God of Dick, but you got to let me see it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to lead him to some awkward situations by letting people know he's the God
of Dick. He wants to save a buck.
Yep.
A bride is going viral after her cost-efficient decision to serve chilies at her wedding.
I like it.
I mean, some of us wouldn't mind that, I think.
Do I get to pick off the entire menu, or did she choose?
No, they pre-ordered a bunch of stuff.
I see.
Bringing in some of those baby back ribs.
That's too expensive.
She paid $1,950 for 99 guests. Now, keep in mind, the average price for wedding catering is $75 a guest, which would have been nearly $7,500.
It's usually not great food.
No.
The catering at a wedding.
It's really not. I've never had like really good food at a wedding, actually.
I've had a couple, but then a couple when, you know, mass food is generally not great, you know? Right?
It's always that like trade chicken with the mushrooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says the food included chicken tenders, sliders, Cajun chicken pasta, and salad. She ordered it all from Chili's. Here's what she had to say here in her TikTok about
it. I'm going
to
hate this.
I know you will.
Our total cost for our wedding food was $1,950 for 99 guests. This also includes 5 specialty meals that we did for people who were gluten-free, dairy-free, a.k.a. and people who needed like special items like no dairy at all, only seafood, etc. So let's talk about what went into serving chilies at our wedding. First of all, we loved the price point. I mean, you really can't beat that price point. Like, you just can't. It's insane that we only spent that much money for our wedding food. But we did have to do a lot of work on the back end that we weren't really expecting because we had to pick it up pretty early because we didn't want to pay for the delivery fees. And it was St. Patrick's Day weekend in Savannah, Georgia, which is where near where we got married. And they were packed. They were so busy and they had to have it ready earlier in the day, which is okay with us. But we had to have someone pick up
like our callers.
The food and take it all the way
she
to our venue.
We had long story short.
My aunt, who thankfully works in food service, or we would have been SOL,
set
it all up. Write specific sticky notes, show everyone how to warm things, to cook things appropriately so no one got sick. And that was just a lot more work than we had anticipated.
I'd rather just hear you tell me.
So anyway, they didn't want to pay a delivery fee, which would have been $300. They had to, so it's like, that's not the same. Like, if you're going to get Chili's to deliver it fresh, right? Like, pay the $300.
Yeah. Yes.
Get you're it fresh saving. And hot.
Yes.
You want rewarmed up Chili's food?
No, I don't.
Chili's tendies?
No.
Yeah, will be gross. All soggy
second
and gross?
Second time warmed Chili's tendies, which is already probably their second time.
Then you're risking somebody you just trained for 5 minutes to prepare the food and not give everybody food poisoning?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of rude to your guests, too, to give them Chili's?
I guess it depends on what you expect. Like,
I guess if I didn't expect...
Just feel like it's like an easy way to be like, eat your Chili's and shut up.
Thanks for that menu. I wouldn't
celebration of our love.
I think, especially if people, depending on what they're giving in terms of financially, right? Yeah. You're giving that much to help them cover the cost.
Yeah.
So if you're giving at least $200 a couple... you probably would want a little more than Chili's.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, if it was fresh and hot, I'd be fine with Chili's, but outside of that.
I just couldn't imagine. I'm like, first of all, I'm at a wedding, which I hate.
Yes.
I'm in Savannah, Georgia, which I hate.
Yeah. For sure.
You would.
I would hate it.
It seems like it's hot. It just seems like it would
so
be
so sweaty.
It's sweltering. In March.
Isn't it hot already heat. There?
Yeah, so I'm not a fan of being in Georgia already for the celebration of their love.
Yeah, I was almost killed in Georgia from being from Michigan.
So
I know it. And then Chili's.
And then pre-cooked.
They showed on the bill there wasn't a tip. And because she showed the bill of how much she paid and people were ripping into her for that, she then assured people that she tipped the Chili's kitchen staff $300 and tipped the coordinator as well, which I think is BS. Because on her initial video, she deleted a comment where she said she hadn't tipped anyone extra since it was included in the original payment.
Well, I mean, that might be true. Like, if you order that much food, they might have. Said, listen,
she shows the bill and it doesn't show, it just shows the subtotal in tax. It doesn't show any gratuity included at all.
This is why you just don't have to put your life out on TikTok. Like, everyone's going to hate you. I mean, I hate her. I don't know anything about her. I hate her. Can't stand her. Hate her husband. Don't even know him. Hate the guy.
A lot of hate.
So you just don't. God, I miss the times when, like, TikTok was like the max you could do was 15 seconds. God, I miss those days.
Yeah, people wanted more.
Because now, like, you can just
what do they
blab.
Say, like, on Twitter, if you're one of the verified, if you pay for that, now you can put, like, a two-hour video out.
Yeah.
Oh, two hours.
Wow.
So you can listen to this woman tell you about Chili's wedding for 2 hours.
Yikes.
But too much. I agree. Most people wouldn't complain, though, I don't think, about fresh Chili's food at a wedding.
And that would be complimenting them. Like, a wonderful choice.
Nice job. Okay, done. I did go to a KFC wedding once.
That's outstanding.
It was a coworker years ago. I think I was like 20. I was invited to this coworker's wedding when I worked at a department store.
Oh, wow. Yes.
How many people were there? Were there a lot?
Probably about 100.
Oh, wow.
It was at like a gymnasium turned into a...
Great, love those.
Wedding venue for the night.
Very cool.
Quite an odor still of
sweat.
And
boys.
Stuff. And they had like lovely little bride and grooms on each table made out of toilet paper rolls.
Oh, very cool.
You don't get that kind of stuff everywhere.
You don't.
Which is
you
nice.
Really
Did
don't.
You get to take that home?
I didn't.
I bet.
I didn't keep the bonbonette or whatever they call it.
It was probably,
I just, and then they had like some buckets of chicken and salads.
That's all
and,
I need.
And then some, I believe, square dancing.
Oh, wow. This
Dave, that sounds awful.
Jesus.
Well, everybody's square dancing. I'll be getting my hands on another one of those drumsticks.
Just walking around everyone's bucket.
And the way we
got drummies left.
Yeah.
No? Okay, I'll take a thigh. I don't care. I like dark meat, too.
Were you surprised by this?
I was very surprised.
Because you were invited to the wedding.
This is my first wedding I think I'd been to by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as a grown man.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
And I didn't know. I'm like,
KFC and a gym.
I had no idea. I was a coworker, and I just didn't want to be rude and say no.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
So my girlfriend and I both worked there at the time.
And so we were both invited, so we went.
Hmm.
We didn't stay long.
My parents never once took any of us to a wedding. The kids. Never once.
Like a family member?
Never once. Mm. Nope.
I went to family weddings when I was a kid.
I never went to weddings when I was a kid.
No. Mm. My dad and mom were like, you're staying home.
It's funny. There was just photos that were being sent to me from one of my aunt's weddings. And my mom's like, you didn't look really happy. And I said, well, because I got it confused with like funerals and weddings. And I thought you had to be like really sad.
So you were a child. And you're like, this isn't a happy moment.
And I told my cousin, I said, we have to be sad.
Yes.
This is a sad thing. She was doing it with me, but at that picture, she smiled and I still had the frown face.
That's funny.
You know what?
I betrayed you. Confused.
Guess what, Lise? You were right. You were right.
I knew Chuck was going to
say that's not wrong.
Oh, man.
More than 50%. Everyone in there should be frowning.
There's all these pictures of me with that face.
I think I got a few pictures of me with that face.
Yeah, this was Chuck walking down the aisle to his when he got married the very first time. Here he is.
Yeah, these aren't happy moments. Hey, everybody, thanks for coming to this pretty bad moment. So basically a man losing everything. Willfully.
I think a lot of people have that experience.
Willfully losing everything. And,
I would have liked to see little Lisa in like a black dress and a veil.
Oh, I love it. I love this idea. I love the confusion over like, listen, this is a sad time.
I was like, we have to cry. We have to try to cry. I was like, let's focus on crying.
Poke me in the eyes.
The photographer has so many photos of me.
Really sad.
Trying to cry.
Stop it.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
And my mom was shocked. She goes, what? She had no idea. She just thought I hated being in a wedding and the whole experience.
You confused it with a funeral.
It is. It's amazing. One of the saddest days. If I would have been at my wedding and saw a tiny Lisa crying, I would have come over and put my hand upon your shoulder and yes, thank you. Thank you for feeling this with me. I appreciate it. Listen, little girl. Listen. You're right. This is terrible.
It's a sad time.
Don't ever do this.
I do remember you being more sad than you should have been on your wedding
day. It was
sad. I think it was scary.
I had a lot of pep talks for Chuck that day.
It's going to be good, dear. It's going to be so great.
It was, and he was wrong. You know, he was dead ass wrong. So thanks for the pep talk.
Anytime.
I could have left, like right then and there.
On that bus, driving downtown for the photo shoot. I remember I pulled you aside.
Yep.
Come on, Chuck.
It would have been a lot cheaper if you didn't convince me.
Well, you had already made the deal. Nervous. I was trying to make it that day good.
Speaking of weddings.
I was thinking of leaving.
Google Trends just posted a bunch of stats on what people have been Googling for wedding season. And the number one question is interesting because you might not know there's an actual answer to this. The top trending proposal question over the past month has been, what knee do you propose on?
Isn't it just whatever?
You're supposed to get down on the right knee, aren't you?
You're typically supposed to be on your left knee.
Well, that didn't happen. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Got it wrong.
Yeah.
So what happens if you run the wrong one? What happens if you run the wrong one, Dave?
It's totally not clear why, but maybe because you're better set up to present the ring to her left hand. So yeah, it goes in her left hand. That's why you'd be down on your left knee. Mm. You're also supposed to hold the box with your left hand and open it with your right.
At least I got that part right.
Yeah, I mean...
They really probably won't notice because it's such a big moment. But that's what...
Really?
That's what they're doing. A few more wedding season things people have been asking about. The top trending wedding gift we're Googling is Dutch oven.
Dutch oven?
Which is also when you
fart.
Cover someone with the sheets to trap the fart in.
It's a wedding gift to give my wife every night before
Dutch,
bed.
A Dutch
that's
oven is like a...
chosen well.
It's like a... Like a cooking, like a big heavy pot.
I don't
pot.
Even know. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't know.
Those are expensive. those kinds are, too. Those are French. They last forever.
Right. Yeah. Samber has a couple of these. They weigh about 500 pounds. Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. That one costs $500.
Yeah. That's crazy. Insane.
I think, like, I would have called that the mashed potato pot at my house.
Okay.
Growing up, which is what I used to put that fire out that I started.
Oh, you, the lid?
Yeah. I put the, I put the mashed potato pot over top of it.
Didn't know there was an actual Dutch oven.
There is actual.
I didn't really know either. I just thought that was like a cool name that we came up for the fart thing.
Name for the fart thing.
No, Dutch oven is a casserole dish, a thick-walled cooking pot with a tight-fitting lid. So the fart move was named after the cooking vessel.
Yeah, the tight lid. You want to get that lid down.
Sealing flavor, if you will.
Yep.
The top wedding dress color people are obsessed with this year is green. For some reason.
Because they're all outside.
49 of the 50 states are Googling bachelorette party more than bachelor party. The top places people are eloping are Maui and Ireland. The top wedding vows we're Googling are crude wedding vows. So you could be at some R-rated weddings this year. Kind of like that.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy that went viral.
Yeah.
When he talked about...
They wanted to go viral.
If your wedding doesn't go viral, did you even get married?
That's what it's all about now.
Right?
So ridiculous. Star Wars vows also made the top five.
Well, they should always.
Pretty cool.
Though we only have one experience. And
yeah, I was going to say, though, Star Wars, what do you have involved in with Star Wars vows that I wrote for the couple did not go very well.
I think, honestly, through the years, five couples have gotten married on our show, if I remember correctly. We had a couple on St. Patrick's Day. We had Star Wars. We had one at our 0.5K. I wonder what our marriage success rate is.
I don't think it's very good.
I think the couple that got engaged at our 0.5K, they're still together.
So we think.
We never heard from the couple that we married on St. Patrick's Day. We never heard from the couple that we married at a White Castle. I do believe the Star Wars couple didn't make it.
No. She was the
99.9% sure that they are divorced or at least separated.
Yeah. Couple apprentices involved.
I don't know the details.
We could have a pretty... That could be the only one that didn't make it. We just
I doubt that.
Very optimistic of you, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, he believes in love and stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Like he believes in like...
Let's hope they made it.
Pure romance.
The top question about getting married is, how long do you have to change your name? Like, how long do you have to wait, I guess? The answer is, there's no real deadline for that. You can do it when you want.
I thought it just happened right away.
I thought so, too. Like, as soon as you got married.
It's like a pain. I can't remember. There's some paperwork I think you have to do.
You also don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
My experience.
Oh.
Right, yes.
She kept hers.
That's always good. That's what I say.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, God of Dick.
Tried to give her God of Dick, but she didn't want
it. Yes, it's not. Not that godly.
Nope. More mortal than you might believe.
Oh, man, huh?
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Amber really debated that.
Well, I can understand it. You've had a business life, and everyone knows you as that. And then, do I stick with that, or do I change it all up? It's just...
People are definitely shocked when they're like, oh, Amber Hunter, and then she shows up, and they're like, oh, you're an Indian woman.
Yeah.
I think it catches them off guard. It's a very white-sounding name.
Yeah.
And then she shows up, but, yeah, she went back and forth whether she was going to hyphenate or just keep it, and... I was a little more traditional, but at the end of the day, said it was up to her.
I keep thinking of changing mine just to get away from all that.
Change?
Yeah, I'll just come up with something new.
A brand new name.
But my kids are against
it. You can name yourself Chuck Jason?
Yeah, something. Yeah. Well, that's not true. Maybe the God of P, whatever that one was.
I think it was Nelson. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Friends with the Star Wars couple have let us know they are definitely through. So, yeah,
oh, no, we knew that. Yeah, sure.
Did not.
So sorry to hear.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's fine.
I mean,
it's fine. In fact, I think it happened so quick that it's like, it was the perfect way.
Oh, like
way.
Really from like wedding like right to wrapping after, it
right?
up?
Yeah, no, I think it was, because I think we heard like, oh, you know, they didn't make it like very soon after.
Yeah, I don't recall. I just remember we met them because we were doing the trips to Vegas.
Yeah.
And I think they were winners of the Vegas trip. They knew I was ordained. And they were like, we got this idea.
Yeah.
And then I think we talked and we're like, well, hey, we got this new Star Wars movie coming out. Let's see if we can combine.
Yep.
And then I don't, you know, I just heard through the grapevine that.
So you married that couple, and you married the White Castle couple too, right?
No, the White Castle couple that I got ordained to marry, they bailed.
Yeah.
They bailed the Friday before, because that would have been the second White Castle wedding we were going to do.
Yes. Right.
So I went and I got ordained to do all that stuff. Then they bailed like the day before, because White Castle brought us a big, huge wedding cake into our office that day, because they're like, they called, they canceled, they're not getting married.
Here's the cake.
Yeah, so here's the cake.
We have a cake.
Yeah.
And like, we had nothing to do with it.
Well, at least we got some cake out of the deal.
Yeah, not bad.
Like, I had like burger themed like jokes written for like a wedding ceremony.
All that work that went into that.
You know, Lisa.
He still has them waiting.
No,
he
I don't know.
Still has them waiting.
I mean,
burger jokes.
I might be able to dig them up somewhere.
Wedding burger jokes.
I was like, it started with, you smell that? You smell that in the air? No, it's not burgers. Well, it is burgers, but it's love.
Yeah.
That was my opening.
Is that what you bought your tuxedo shirt for? Your t-shirt?
No, maybe it was, yeah.
It might have been.
That might have been initially why I bought the tuxedo t-shirt.
When we went out to dinner in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got you guys got pretty looks at the fancy restaurants.
You've been able to use it a few times. Yeah. It's nice.
I got my money's worth out of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be able to pull those burger jokes out at some point.
I'll have to think hard and see if I can remember them.
Maybe someone will get married at a barbecue or something.
Yeah, maybe.
And you can use it there. If you're thinking about booking a vacation rental this summer, listen up. We got four words that you want to be on the lookout for in the listing that could be a deal breaker. A lot of people starting to plan vacations as we head into Memorial Day weekend. These four words they say steer clear of you see them on vacation rental listings. Secluded.
So that means way out in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, probably means the property is far enough away from other people that you can blast your music and stuff like that, but it could also mean it's really far away from grocery stores, gas stations, hospitals, things you might need. Secure. When hosts include the word safe and secure in the listing, it probably means the home is not in the best area.
Yeah, I could see that, because they want you to, when you're driving there and you realize, oh my God, where are we right now? They want you to remember back to when they said secure.
Rustic. That can mean different things to different people. So make sure you go through the reviews and photos carefully. In my experience, rustic means the bare minimum of anything.
Oh, see, I would have thought it means like 70s cabin-ish.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like the bare minimum, like in terms of, you know, furnishings and...
Oh, wood, old. It means older to me.
Yeah, rustic. You
know? Yeah.
And eclectic.
Oh, that means it's nuts.
It can mean different things to different people, so it's another one you'll want to take a close look at the pictures and reviews. And if you have any doubt, don't hesitate to reach out to the host directly and ask any questions.
See, to me, I'd look out for, like, shared... Or anything that implies the person is still there?
Well, you can filter that out before you even look at places.
That's
good, right?
Yeah.
You can pick shared, alone, room. There's all sorts of different options before you bring up the places to stay.
Right.
Yeah, there's some Airbnbs in Detroit that are in the worst neighborhoods. You know, people have got, like, homes were going for, like, nothing, right?
Yeah.
People, if they agreed to buy houses in these abandoned areas, they got the houses basically for nothing.
Yes.
So they've fixed them up a bit and turned them into rentals, but then you're in like one of the worst areas.
Yes.
In the city.
Well, like we metal detected in some pretty crazy areas in Detroit, and we were at this one home, and the neighbors all ran outside, and we're like, oh man, we're in trouble. They don't want us here. And they were like, oh, my God, please tell us. You guys just bought this place and you're going to do something? I'm like, oh, no, sorry.
Oh, no. They were excited to see
people. It was half
people.
Burned down. Oh. And it was like just sitting there. And they were like, yeah, the people bought it 5 years ago and have never been back. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that sucks. There's a lot of that, though.
Yeah.
Like people from out of country and.
Yeah.
Just buying the property when they could, right?
Yep. Because they were so dirt cheap, I think all you had to do was say, I'll pay some of the taxes on it, and they would give it to you. So,
All right, coming up, we're going to get to our first check of the news. What did they just find out about a woman who's accused of poisoning her husband? What trouble did a sheriff's wife get up to? And how did a Massachusetts girl save her brother's life? Let's get to that.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time now for a check of the news. First up this morning, we're learning more about that woman who is accused of poisoning her husband. Remember, she is the author from Utah who wrote a kid's book on how to deal with grief.
Yes.
After the passing of her husband, and then come to find out she's likely the one that killed him. And now even more is coming out. Now they realize she took out secretly $2 million in life insurance policies.
Well, they're going to find that.
Before allegedly lacing her husband's cocktail with a deadly dose of fentanyl.
Like, that's how I know you killed somebody. Right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know, in any kind of scenario. Yeah.
Here's the latest on this now from ABC News.
This morning, new court documents show 33-year-old Corey Richens took out nearly $2 million in life insurance policies without her husband knowing about it, $250,000 in home equity, and withdrew $100,000 from his bank accounts before his death.
I think the more we know about Corey, the more we know that this was money-driven.
The Utah mom of three wrote a children's book about grief after her husband Eric died. Now prosecutors say that Richens is actually responsible for his death, accusing her of poisoning him with fentanyl. Just a few weeks before he died, court documents say Eric confided in a friend that he thought his wife was attempting to kill him when he got sick after a Valentine's Day meal. Eric was found dead in their home in March of 2022 after allegedly drinking a Moscow Mule made by Corey.
She seemed to have orchestrated meticulously the death of her husband. I don't think anybody should be surprised if the state goes after the death penalty.
When asked about the court documents, Richens' lawyers told ABC News the state amended the charging information and has not turned over discovery yet that supports it. Therefore, we couldn't be prepared to argue about the sufficiency of the evidence. As for Corey, she spoke in an interview about her book just 1 month before her arrest in April on why she wrote it.
I just wanted some story to read to my kids. I couldn't find anything that really, you know, suited them or helped them find comfort and peace.
Well, you're a murderer.
Now, allegedly. As for that book, allegedly. It has been taken allegedly. Off Amazon, and Richens is back in court in the next month, and all eyes will be on what her lawyers say at that time. Guys,
I mean, I like to spice up a Moscow Mule a little bit, put a little bit of something in there.
Yeah,
you know, like it's not tiny, tiny little bit of fentanyl. I like to give it out at parties.
Sure.
So, you know, maybe that's all it
what
was.
A trusting dude, though. I mean, it's like he's like, yeah, you know, she might have tried to kill me on Valentine's Day. You know, so she's going to go ahead and make all my Moscow Mules for me.
What a day to try and do it, too. Like, it's Valentine's Day, and that's the day.
Psychopath.
You're going to kill somebody?
So maybe after that happens, allegedly, don't maybe be like, I'll make the Moscow Mules.
She, I guess, tried drilling into his safe 2 days after his death, they also revealed. And I guess one of the things they had a big fight over, which led to her killing him, they're alleging, is that she wanted to buy this like almost $4 million home. And he was like, we don't need that, anything like that. But she desperately wanted this massive mansion. And this was her way to get it.
Even still, though, like, I don't know how well the book did. I'm guessing.
Still don't have enough money for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you still don't have enough.
No, but
she just takes out the $2 million.
An extra $2 million, right? That was on top of their previous life insurance plans, plus anything that he already had in his name, which was in his safe, and any kind of money they already had.
Yeah, I guess I can't remember what he did.
Well, she's not like a mystery murder novel writer because...
Oh, she's so bad at it, right?
Pretty clear-cut case when you've taken out insurance policies people don't know about.
Don't you think, like, if someone takes an insurance policy out on you, there should almost have to be, like, a they guarantee that they tell you, not just, like, send you a letter.
Yeah, that's shocking to me that you're not a part of that, because someone can take out.
Wouldn't you want to know if somebody took out extra insurance on
absolutely.
You. I think you want to know.
Of course you have to be a part of that. Sign something.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're married, they don't have to. It's different.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how.
No, I'd like to be notified if Amber took out a couple extra little policies on me. What?
Yeah.
But why?
Especially with all that real crime stuff she's into.
Right. She knows how to get rid of a body.
We're going to go, we're going to do this, zip line.
Better be careful next time a surprise vacation
comes
out
of
the blue day.
Come on, Dave, you go first.
No, you absolutely should be notified in some way unless she forged a signature. Who knows how she did it?
She may have done that.
At the same time, though, the second you think someone's trying to kill you, you better. I mean, to even have that thought about something.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just don't understand how you go back. I mean, I guess it's because you trust.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Off to Florida now, where you better be careful where you drink. A man in pretty serious condition after drinking at a bar and being attacked by an alligator there. How did it happen? Here's NBC2 with the details.
Your Charlotte County News team. A man lost his arm after he was attacked by an alligator in Port Charlotte. We have some video for you. You're watching Wildlife Trappers tonight take down that nearly 11-foot gator. Look at the size of that guy.
It's huge.
Charlotte County Fire says that 23-year-old was near a pond behind Bandito's Bar on South McCall Road when the gator latched onto his arm. Now, neighbors who frequent this bar tell NBC2 they've seen people feeding alligators in this pond before, and we know that's not a good idea for those of us who live down here in Florida.
There was a restaurant, right? They just tore down, and I know people did feed that, throw whatever they didn't eat down in the water.
The victim is still in the hospital recovering tonight.
Now, we have the raw video of when this happened. We can't listen to it because people swear, but it's going to be up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
So we're
going to
watch an arm get ripped off?
Well, no, this is after, allegedly, the arm got ripped off. Someone was taping this guy.
Oh, so it's got him right there.
I think it got him, and that is...
Looks like it's... So he is bombed out of his mind.
Yep. Okay, I don't need to see any more of that.
That's something else, huh?
That is crazy.
Looks like it ripped the bottom half off.
I don't know if he's was wasted or what his deal was.
I don't, he looked
he's,
really...
He's in shock.
I know,
sure,
but...
I
still think even in shock, I don't think you'd need to be helped in the ways that he's being helped. I mean, it's almost like he was just...
Dude, my arm
unless he got taken under the water. I think you still have the, even if your arm's gone, I think you still have the fight or flight.
I think Dave's curious. He peeks up just a little bit.
We saw the guy's arm missing.
Go back down.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
There's that one where it's like in front of a whole audience and the guy is feeding the thing and the thing grabs his arm and then that's it. And that's it.
Rips it off right in front of everybody.
They got to see extra that day. Same price.
Dear God.
They got to see.
I would not want to be at a bar and just see a guy get his arm ripped off. Not my idea of a good night out.
What is kind of interesting is that it looks like the bar that these people were probably at is kind of far away from that pond. So they must have heard somebody screaming.
Yeah.
And then all just came running, but it was too late by then. But I don't know what he was doing over by the...
To
grab your arm, that means you got to be like down a little bit.
Water.
You know, washing your hands. You felt like your hands were dirty.
Maybe fell in.
I'm thinking probably wasted. Tried to pee.
Oh, God. Jeez. But again, if you want to see more on that story, including that video that's pretty raw, it's going to be up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check it out. You're the sheriff. You'd hope your family can keep on the right side of the law. That's not the case in Santa Rosa, California, where the sheriff's wife allegedly was driving drunk and crashed right into a home. That's got to be a bad day for that
good,
sheriff.
He'll get her off, though.
KTVU with the details.
It's good to know the sheriff.
Well, Christina, behind me is the house that was hit, and you can see that a police officer is there right now. A husband and wife were inside when the driver barreled into the living room. I talked with a woman who was hurt, and she said she has been left traumatized.
I'm kind of still in shock.
58-year-old Lori Johnson said she was sitting in her recliner in the living room of her Santa Rosa home, watching soap operas, when just before 1 a.m., she heard the sound of a car engine, and then headlights came crashing through her wall.
And then this massive, massive boom with my television is a 75-80-inch coming towards me. With debris and 2x4s with nails, I'm pinned to the chair with my little dog on me and just screaming.
A Tesla Model 3 crashed into the front of her house, taking down some tree branches on the way. Johnson shared these pictures from inside her home that show the extent of the damage. The driver of the Tesla was identified as 47-year-old Natasha Whittinghill, the wife of Sonoma County Sheriff Eddie Engram. In a statement posted on social media, Sheriff Engram wrote, "As a husband, I am greatly concerned about my wife's well-being. As a citizen and sheriff, I am also concerned about the well-being of the person inside the home who suffered injuries." Johnson was taken to the hospital. She said she hurt her knees and has cuts all over her body from shards of glass and debris. A neighbor's doorbell camera captured the moment the Tesla jumped the curb, then flew into the house.
How fast that was the hardest. Yeah, it kind of puts it in perspective how lucky I am, because she didn't stop.
Johnson said her neighbors rushed over to help, and Whittington got out of the vehicle.
And she got belligerent with them, and then she fell into the bushes.
Santa Rosa police were called to the scene. Lieutenant Christopher Mahurin said officers gave the driver a field sobriety test.
And there was no request for special treatment. She was booked into the jail.
Lieutenant Mahurin said they have zero tolerance for intoxicated drivers. He said officers did test Whittinghill's blood alcohol level, but said the results could take a couple weeks.
But all these cases, we treat them just like we would treat any other citizen that was involved in a DUI collision. This case is no different than that. This individual was found to be probable cause to arrest her for felony DUI.
I hope nothing went wrong with it.
I know, right?
I did reach out to the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office to request a mugshot, but they never returned my emails or calls.
Because they never bothered.
Reporting live in Santa Rosa, I'm Alyssa Harrington, KTVU, Fox 2.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Seems like there was some special treatment.
There may have been.
You know, they say there wasn't, but funny, most results are given immediately.
Yeah.
And there's always a mugshot released.
All the time.
Nothing here. With the sheriff's wife.
I think they knew what was up.
I love that she gets out. She's crashed into a house, and she gets out, and she's belligerent.
Well,
like, who bought this house here?
Yeah.
Did you see her?
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, if anyone looks like a Karen to me in one photo that I've seen, it's that.
A drunk Karen.
Yep.
Jesus. She's driving around like that, too. That's not, like, the only time. She's been driving around like
right.
that.
Oh, my God. I mean, that Tesla was going so fast. And whatever kind of decorative stone and everything.
She said she heard an engine roar. It's a Tesla.
It's a very, very good point.
You don't
I would have had to coach her a bit more.
Before she does her GoFundMe interview.
Yeah.
Well, we saw what it did, though.
Oh, yeah, we did. But I mean, her details are.
Yeah.
Like, you might, who knows, it might sound like a very loud golf cart coming at you.
Well, the destruction that happened before she got to the house, looks like she took down a tree. And
oh, yeah. Whatever she hit, the decorative stuff, it just exploded and launched her into the house. Yeah. So, I mean, she hit it going fast.
Well, we'll see if the sheriff's wife gets any special treatment.
I don't think you'll hear anything more of this,
you're
Dave.
Probably right. That'll be the end of that.
Yep.
So last week we had the brother who helped save his sister when someone was trying to abduct her. He brought out his slingshot and hit the guy.
Yeah.
The guy ran off. This time around, it's the sister helping a brother. In Massachusetts, a 12-year-old girl jumped into action when her twin brother started choking in the school's cafeteria. Some pretty scary moments there. Here's the story on this one from ABC News.
A heart-stopping moment that almost ended in tragedy. A 12-year-old boy choking on a piece of cheese in his school's cafeteria.
I thought I was going to pass out or like maybe die.
That's Charlie Laverne trying to signal to his classmates for help.
I just started like reaching for my neck, signaling that I was choking, like just like this.
But some, mistakenly thinking he's going to be sick, back away. That's when his twin sister Amelia springs into action, performing the Heimlich maneuver.
I just knew that he was choking because his face was turning a different color, and I got up fast so I could help him.
In the U.S., at least one child dies from choking every 5 days.
So our hand is going to be against their abdomen, and it's going to go in a J stroke towards us, in and up. And that compresses the lungs, forcing air out the mouth, hopefully with that object.
Charlie and Amelia's parents and step-parents grateful.
This is the stuff you hope and pray never, ever to happen to one of your children. Kids need to pay attention and look out for one another, and I'm just grateful that Amelia did.
The twins, now closer than ever, but with that sibling rivalry still intact.
You're welcome. Thanks.
She got all the nutrients growing up in that womb. All of it.
He's a tiny little guy.
Yeah, yeah. But see, that happens.
They're 12. They're just...
It's quick thinking.
Still growing. But yeah, thankfully, yeah. She was there and not embarrassed. Like, oh my God,
well, you
stopped choking near me.
Well, you saw all the people thinking he was just going to puke on them. Yeah, so they all just left. So
one guy, right, the chubbier dude, he took off. But I think he was trying to get help. I think he knew right away.
Thought about it. I think I saw him stop.
He took off like immediately.
I think I saw him stop.
He stopped because he saw the lunch lady brought out a fresh cream brownie.
It was tough.
Oh,
it's
sorry, I saved you, buddy.
Yeah, brownies, it's tough.
Get like it right.
He'll be fine.
Fresh out of the oven.
You'll see him.
I see him leave. I do.
I see him leave.
Yeah, he bolts, right? But look, watch him stop on the left, like where the brownies are. He's like, I'll get you some help.
No, I think he was going to get help.
Wait a second.
I think he was going to get help.
I don't know.
Probably a good buddy of his, but luckily it played out well.
You definitely want the fast kid to go for help, unfortunately.
You do, for sure.
You know, you want the track star.
A couple of women in Metro Detroit got into some trouble. Two women arguing about their dogs in Macomb County led to felony charges after one of them ran inside and grabbed a gun.
Oh, yeah.
I would not get into a fight with this woman, judging
dogs do whatever.
The argument took place the other day near the home of Angela Renee Andrews. The 33-year-old was arguing with another woman about their dogs barking at each other. Andrews is then accused of running into her house to get a gun and pointing it at the other woman. She's charged with assault with a deadly weapon, a 4-year felony, and a felony firearm violation. They say in this case, a dispute over dogs escalated to the defendant pointing a gun. The actions of the defendant are serious and the consequences are severe. We will not tolerate gun violence. She was arraigned at the Shelby District Court, given a $10,000 bond. She's due back in court in a couple of weeks.
No, that's not what you do. Can't do that. But you never know these days. It could just be a couple dogs start barking at each other and then it's a shootout, you know? Like, so you just never know.
No, I guess you don't. That's just the way it is. Here's a couple of kids causing some trouble, I assume, in Pennsylvania. State police asking for the help in identifying suspects. They say they're guilty of criminal mischief. They melted some toilets with fireworks.
Oh, wow. I've never seen one completely melt like
me
that.
Me either. What kind of fireworks?
Specifically, this incident surrounded the women's restroom at Jacobs Creek Park in Bullskin Township, Pennsylvania. It seems the culprits in question melted the toilets in the restroom with fireworks.
My guess is they started a firework in there. I don't know how a toilet catches on fire.
Well,
made of plastic?
It's probably made of plastic. These are like almost like fancy outhouses.
Yeah.
From the looks of it.
Oh, in so a it's state not porcelain.
Park. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Like, what firework can what you buy to melt porcelain?
No, yeah. I'm not.
What kind of
because
heat
I got an experiment. This is 4th of July.
Nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
These probably plastic, like
yes.
As I said, an upgraded porta potty or outhouse, and that melted.
That's a light. Large. Is that like a hole in the earth? Just that it's just looks
yeah.
like it
have
goes
you ever
down
been in one
in?
Of those. They're basically like just like
so
permanent
porta potties.
Like
it just looks like
just,
a porta potty
right down into
okay.
a tank of death.
Okay. Yeah,
oh,
it's the
yeah.
worst. A lot of public parks
great.
And
yeah.
national parks have them. It's
so
revolting.
That building is just pretty much right on top of like a just a big bin of poop.
Yeah, and they just go in and suck it out.
Oh,
Not often enough.
I bet it.
Let me tell you. There's one like that in the Smoky Mountains National Park, and I almost died walking inside.
That tree there in the background? Probably a better spot to poop.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yep. You wouldn't get busted for indecent exposure.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that goes through my mind now. I would pee outside, but I'm like, someone's going to see my dog.
Yeah. Because there is, there's like one of these at like a baseball area. It's actually like on a trailer. And you go in and that aroma is so nice in the summer. It's so, so nice.
How do you remove live bees? Well, one guy has spent the last 22 years removing live bees from places that they probably shouldn't be. How does he do it? Here's his story now.
I feel at one with them.
Stephen Downs has spent the last 22 years removing live bees from places where they aren't wanted, like this area of Pasadena, California. He told KCBS the area's recent rainy season was not great for bees.
It was either too cold or too wet. And because of that, now that we have the drier season and spring, I mean, they're bursting and they're all over the place.
After removing unwanted bees from around the city, Downs transports them to his Bee Casa sanctuary. There, the bee population can flourish and are given to people for free.
Anybody that's a bee advocate, any farmers farming land, anybody that needs bees or wants to give bees a good home to help their garden.
Bees shouldn't scare you, according to Downs. He says to keep calm and not swap them away.
There's really nothing to be afraid of because there's more bees. There's more bees now, and that's a great thing for the planet.
This is Inside Edition Digital.
It's weird, though, because they didn't show him for 1 second doing anything removing the bees. He just, like, was spraying some smoke on them. That they didn't show how he does it.
Well, he probably didn't have to do it right then and there.
Yeah.
They just recreated stuff for the
old I watched news. This woman that takes him out with her bare hands. And, like, that girl is incredible. She just rips the whole hive apart just with her bare hands.
Does she sting her to death?
No.
How?
She talks real soft. She's like, I'm just another day of saving the bees.
But how do they not attack her?
I don't know. I guess they just, if you do it the right way and you try not to hurt any of them, they're like,
well, some of those people get stung enough to where it doesn't even, like, affect them anymore.
Maybe. You know, I always thought if you got stung too much, then it becomes something that could eventually kill you. Yeah, you know, mosquitoes, you can like they can bite you so much that eventually you have no reaction to it. But I thought that bees, the more you got stung, the more chance that you could get that whatever it is.
That's reaction.
Yeah. Like, but I don't know, though. I'm not. Yeah.
And finally, Otis Taylor. You may not know the name. He's a legendary blues artist. He's 74 now, and he's still putting out music. But he never graduated from high school because back in the 60s, 2 months before graduation, they kicked him out because his hair was too long.
Yeah, get out.
And he refused to cut it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
Good news, though. He went to Manual High School in Denver, and they finally decided to reverse that decision and hold a special ceremony. Here's that story from CBS News.
High school takes a lot of pride in its history. Each of these cases is filled with decades of achievements and alumni. One of the most notable Thunderbirds didn't graduate, though. In fact, he was expelled.
My friend Evan said, "Did you know you're in this cabinet?" I go, "That's funny because I didn't graduate."
Before Otis Taylor played sold-out shows, he was a student at Manual High School. It was the 1960s, and Taylor had style.
You had to have that James Brown haircut. You had to have all you want on the top had to be clean on the sides.
This was decades before laws to end hair discrimination. Administrators said froze like his didn't fit the mold.
The whole school district was just coming down on people who didn't look how they wanted them to look.
His senior year, they gave Taylor an ultimatum.
Cut your hair or leave. So I left.
Taylor said his heart belonged to music, and today it still does. He's released over a dozen albums, and his blues brought home awards. But this week, eyes are on Taylor for a different tune. DPS presented the 74-year-old a long overdue diploma.
Today is a day that we rectify the failures of the past. I know that what Otis experienced, along with others, will no longer happen again in the state of Colorado.
I asked Taylor if he wonders if life would be different had he cut his hair. He said life's been too good to wonder.
The wrong happened a long time ago. So being a black man in America, I'm going to deal with wrongs. My kids went to college. My wife, Leslie, been married for 37 years. How can I regret?
Reporting in Denver, I'm Tori Mason. Covering Colorado First.
Colorado. They were different then.
Well, they were. A lot of places were different then.
Yeah.
A lot of people got kicked out of school for their haircuts, which is insane.
Yeah.
And still happening somewhere, sometimes.
I think it'll happen more and more.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. On that note, we'll take a break. And when we come back, celebrity dirt and sports news is on the way. Which stars just broke a California record buying a home worth $200 million? Which actor says he is an expert at sex scenes?
Wow.
And what will Harrison Ford miss about being Indiana Jones? We'll get to all that and more when we return in just a moment here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
This is a pretty amazing story. A man was in dire need of a new kidney and never thought he'd get one from his very own boss.
Greg took a chance on saving Abe's life.
I've had so many people ask me, what if one of your kids needs a kidney, or what if this? And I'm like, what I know right now is I can help Abe.
You think that, like, he's just going to always remind everybody all the time about how he did that? Because that's what I would do if I gave a kidney to somebody.
I'm
going to take my time getting there, because I gave a kidney to somebody once.
Oh, right. Okay.
And he's going to be a little bit late because five years ago he gave that kidney.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The kidney thing again?
Yeah.
I would never let anybody forget.
What does that shirt say, Andy?
It says, I gave a kidney to somebody.
Oh, my God.
You got that in every color.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's a shirt I wear every day.
His car. He's got it all over
his
car.
Bumper stickers.
And it's like the whole side of it. Oh, it's like a mural.
He's got a vanity plate that says donor.
Man, yeah, we got it, dude. You gave your kidney to someone.
For you.
It really is one of the coolest things I think you could do for something. Like, it really is.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And Chuck the Freak.
Here with you on a Monday. It's May 22nd, and coming up on Dave and Chuck the Freak, celebrity dirt and sports news. Which stars just broke a California record when they bought a home worth $200 million? Which actor says he's an expert at sex scenes? And what will Harrison Ford miss most about being Indiana Jones? That's all coming up. First, though, in some sports news, do or die time for the Lakers. The Denver Nuggets took command of a best of seven series with a 119-108 win over the weekend, giving them a 3-0 lead in the series. It was a game that was visibly frustrating for LeBron James. He headed for the showers before time had even fully expired in the game. Tonight, the Nuggets try and put the final nail in the Lakers' coffin. That game at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. And also over in the NHL, the East Conference Finals head to Florida. Carolina Hurricanes trying to pick up ground in their series against the Panthers. Right now, Florida leads the series 2-0. 3 days after he was hired by the Michigan Wolverines, Glenn Schembechler resigned from his position as coach. Glenn, the son of longtime Michigan coach Bo Schembechler, resigned due to, quote, social media activity that has caused concern and pain. Over the weekend, his Twitter account was actually deactivated. Lots of different reasons and speculations going around here.
None good.
None of them great.
Yep.
None of them great at all.
Nope.
Watch what is out there, I guess I'll say.
I don't know how else to put
good
it.
For you. Good to bring it up.
Without a, well, I'm just, it was a short reign. It was a short reign as coach.
He's not.
Not the best man.
Well,
allegedly. Fans of the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat watching game one of the Eastern Conference Finals on YouTube TV had reasons to vent. The feed went down during the closing minutes of the game, and it just kept repeating an ad for The Little Mermaid.
No, they paid extra for that. How to do it, yeah.
An ad for Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid kept playing on a loop instead of cutting back to the live game feed.
Yeah.
How many people threw things at their TVs so and computers? YouTube says they're working on some kinks.
Yes.
They're hoping things will be better soon. People hope so because they're taking over the DirecTV NFL package this fall. So,
yeah, I mean, it is kind of good.
Get those kinks worked out. I don't think a lot of football and basketball fans just want to watch Little Mermaid over and over again.
No, no.
I don't think so.
Honestly, there is some, like, there is a learning curve for these new services that try to do this kind of stuff, like,
gotta get it right.
We saw it in wrestling. It seems like they've kind of fixed that or whatever. But it's like there is a bit of a learning curve. Our servers can't really handle everything that's happening. You know, like they got to figure that stuff out. So these little problems are going to pop up.
If they could also figure out how to help the Celtics win, that doesn't seem to be happening.
No,
either. Unfortunately,
no. It's like two sweeps. It's going to be on both sides.
Yeah,
so.
It's crazy. People are saying, I thought it was just my TV. It was so annoying. Nope.
No.
Unfortunately, it was their problem.
Yeah.
A stampede at an El Salvador soccer stadium has left at least 12 people dead. Over the weekend, two teams were playing the second game of their playoff quarterfinal game. This arena holds more than 44,000 fans, and a stampede broke out in the general section. They suspended play. And then an unspecified number of fans were injured and, unfortunately, at least a dozen killed.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a stampede.
Oh, I definitely do not.
And it's just crazy as humans we can do this. Like, we will just do this.
Yeah.
The president of El Salvador has promised a thorough investigation, which will include the teams, the managers, the stadium, the box office, the league, the federation, whoever the culprits are. I've been to a couple, you know, when I was back in Ireland and Scotland and stuff with my dad, and I've been to a couple of games. They're insane. They're unlike, I don't know, it's hard to describe. You know, things can get rowdy here at games for sure.
Yeah.
But soccer fans there, the passion, the rivalries, it seems like it's amped up way more than it is here, and they get out of control sometimes.
That sweet cocaine.
I don't think it's cocaine.
That's why they call them hooligans.
I don't think it's all cocaine. A lot of them are wasted. Yes.
Yeah. When this kind of stuff happens, like a lot of times there's like a weird, sometimes it's like a weird failure of seats in the stadium and like sends some people forward and then all of a sudden it knocks people and then, you know, but all it takes these days is someone hears something and thinks it might be a gun or thinks it might be whatever. And then people start running.
Yeah.
Usually in soccer though, it's like people pushing down towards the field and, they get crushed in the barriers cause they put those like unmovable barriers there and you just
people rush the field.
Yeah, I know.
So what's the way around that? You don't hear the phrase Cleveland Browns legend very often, but it didn't fit anyone better than Jim Brown. In fact, he may have been one of the greatest players in the history of the NFL. Sadly, Jim passed away the other day of natural causes. He was 87 years old. Jim played 9 years in the NFL from 1957 to 1965, all with the Browns. He won 8 league rushing titles and 3 MVP awards. He never missed one game due to an injury. He also had a long, successful acting career in movies like The Dirty Dozen, Slaughter, and Three the Hard Way in the 60s and 70s. He had a great run in the 80s and 90s, too, in movies like I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka, Mars Attacks, He Got Game, and Any Given Sunday. His last movie was 2014's Draft Day, starring Kevin Costner. But he died at the age of 87. And this video went viral over the weekend. A little kid who's a huge pro wrestling fan shared a clip of himself celebrating the end of first grade. He gets off the bus and launches into an epic rant here, as you will see. Take a listen. This is end of first grade, by the way.
I hope so.
God, you'd be so lucky if it is.
Yeah, they'll probably hate pro wrestling.
That's how it works. Yeah.
He'll be a bookworm who's not into anything.
He'll get off the bus dressed as Harry Potter.
School's out. Time to cast some spells. Bring him on to six commotion.
Yes. Whatever Dave just said.
Oh my God.
Time to catch up on some summer reading.
So
it'll be so the opposite of James.
Yeah.
He'll be fully dressed, never in a thong.
Nope.
No.
Always reading. Good kid. Not like any pop culture stuff.
No. Be in a button-up shirt, all nice, looking all nice and professional.
He will hate wrestling, think it's totally fake and ridiculous that his
dad wrestling's gay!
His
favorite food, broccoli. He loves vegetables.
Oh, no. All vegetables.
This kid loves vegetables. Yeah. This kid loves squash.
Oh, yeah. Squash that goes away. That goes away. All my kids ate squash.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I'm like, whose kid are you? Yeah. Cody, who are you with?
Yeah.
What onion-loving
only eats organic veggies.
I can see it already. He's going to be like vegan because I'm like looking forward to having somebody else in the house that will maybe wants to go out and eat seafood and steak and all that good stuff. And he's going to be like, you know, Dad, meat is murder.
Oh, eats Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Taco Bell. Yeah. That's filth, Dad. I'm like, oh, my God. How could you eat that, Dad?
That's what happens, though, every once in a while. Like, I was just hoping for, like, a Star Wars kid who just loved all of the same kind of sci-fi stuff that I love, into space, into UFOs, all the stuff. None of it. The only thing is sports. He only cares about sports, and that's it. And so at least I have a little bit of that, but boy.
Yeah, if my kid ends up like this kid, awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
a funny kid.
He's a great kid. He's got his own TikTok, actually. He's pretty funny. Ronos Wrestling. And just finished grade one. Like first grader who's already got all that action, I guess. Not action, but you know what I mean. Like, he's into the action. I'm not
saying. What are you saying?
I'm trying to say, like, he's really young to be into wrestling that much and to be that.
Well, to me, I think, like, wrestling gets you at two times in life. I think when you're young like that and, like, you believe it's real, you think it's all, like, all of it's real. And then also, like, it can maybe get you later in life where you also still think it's real.
Are you wishing
Stone Cold still do stuff?
He's got like other like reality shows now, and he hosts like a interview podcast.
He's got a good.
He might make appearances,
podcast,
but he doesn't. You don't really see him in the ring anymore.
As we move on to celebrity dirt now, talk about excess. Beyonce and Jay-Z just set a record in California. The price makes it the most expensive home ever sold in the state of California. They paid $200 million for this Malibu Oasis, designed by the same architect who's actually designing Kanye West's new oceanfront home. It's not the most expensive house to sell in the U.S. It's just the most expensive house to sell in California.
Okay.
In the U.S., that record belongs to a four-level home in New York City, Central Park area that... they spent $238 million on.
They have homes there? I didn't think there would be a home in that area of New York.
Oh, yeah. They're like Well,
they don't look gigantic compared to what, you know.
I'm just saying, like, you'd think, like, any land there has been just
like a surrounding Central Park, you know. That's where, like, the most expensive homes in New York are, all around Central Park.
No, like, to me, I would have thought they would have tore all the homes down.
A lot of its housing.
Buildings.
A lot of its housing around there.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to Beyonce and Jay-Z. They purchased this 400,000, sorry, not 400,000, 40,000 square foot Malibu home, which is still gigantic. They have 8 acres of land. They say it took 15 years to build. It's not my deal. It looks so stark and cold. It's all concrete.
What's impressive is that they beat Oprah. How much did Oprah pay for? She lives in California.
Yeah, I forget what it was that she paid.
Yeah, it's a very minimalist kind of design.
Yeah, some people like that, I'm sure. But when you see, like, look at this.
Oh, wow. Was it built just out of just concrete blocks? Is this one of those new, like, homes that they just build? It's almost like Lego.
This looks terrible.
Yeah, not it's not. Is that like a giant Cracker Barrel chair? Is like a piece of art?
That's what it looks like. It doesn't take the Cracker Barrel chair.
Like an old wooden Cracker Barrel chair, like a gigantic one.
Just what a weird place. It looks more like a prison or something, like with the concrete walls.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, just not warm and welcoming. Yeah.
Not at all.
No, I mean, you can't beat the view.
That, to me, does not look like... I mean, I get it's prime
where it is,
piece of land, right?
It's where it is.
Yeah, it's amazing. They're right on the ocean. But the house itself, I don't know. We're just seeing the outside. We're not seeing the inside.
Oh, I'm sure the inside's gorgeous, but the outside looks like blocks of...
Yeah, you know those
large blocks of cement.
New homes they're building by putting, like...
just sections together.
Trailers, you know, those...
shipping containers?
Shipping containers. Oh, wow. It kind of looks like that, but in concrete.
Yeah.
Was it 3D printed? Because I know they're doing some homes with 3D printing, like they 3D print concrete.
I think those, though, they look like... you can see like a...
Oh, you can see where...
Like a layer.
I gotcha.
The layers of
like
much,
like a regular 3D printer, you can see each little layer.
This one looks almost like fitted Lego pieces of... cement.
Although it is the most ever paid for a home in California, it looks like they walked away with a bargain. It was valued at $295 million initially. Overlooking the Pacific Ocean in the exclusive Parasite Cove enclave, the home was designed by Tado Ando, one of the world's most respected architects. It's perched atop the Malibu Cliffs. It's Jay-Z and Beyonce's second massive real estate purchase in the state. In 2017, they bought a Bel Air mansion for $88 million.
I wonder what the mortgage payment on that one is, huh?
Mm.
Yeah,
quite a bit. Quite a bit.
Yeah, I bet.
Here's the guy who wins, though.
The real estate agent?
No, because he represented both sides on the deal.
Oh, sure.
So he made commission
from
the seller and the buyer.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
On a $200 million mansion.
So
Kurt Rappaport.
What's he get? 6% if that's like what?
I don't know if it's more or less for celebrities. I don't know what they, if they have to pay more or they get a break because they're celebrities. I don't know.
I wonder if this is going to be one of those guys on that Selling Sunset show on Netflix.
Oh, interesting.
There he is there.
That's the way to sell houses right there.
Yeah, like don't even sell one until you sell it to Jay-Z.
Right, because now he could
Beyonce.
Take the year off, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's worth $350 million.
Yeah, he does fine. He does just fine, huh?
Damn, he's celebrities. That's what he specializes in.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand is like how that type of thing happens.
You got to convince a celebrity to let you
that's
be
it,
your listing
right?
agent.
Like one.
I think that's why a lot of people just move out to L.A. to be real estate people, and they just hope they can get somebody with a really, really nice, expensive property to let them be the listing agent or, you know, to be the real estate agent and just make that commission.
He's the top real estate agent in California now.
Yeah.
Pretty good gig.
I wonder if he had fresh baked cookies at the open house.
He knows how to do it.
I'm not sure if he uses the same tricks as the average.
He does for sure.
Real estate agent.
Yeah.
Homeless man. Got into Owen Wilson's house in Santa Monica the other day, rummaged around for a while, and ended up putting on his underwear and pajamas.
Lucky.
You're going to have to burn those now, right?
Well,
Those are his now.
A homeless man's had your PJs.
Just keep them, man. Just keep them, bud.
My pee-pee touched the same place. Always pee-pee touch.
Yeah. God.
Yep.
Luckily, Owen Wilson wasn't home at the time, but his assistant came home while the intruder was still there, so he took off. Santa Monica police found him in a neighbor's yard, and they booked him for felony burglary. He apparently didn't take anything else. Owen had an issue at his house last summer as well when he parked his Tesla on the street outside and someone stole his tires and rims.
Damn. Must live in a bad area.
I don't know. How bad is your security when a homeless man can get in and have your clothes on?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Your underwear and pajamas.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, you would assume, like, if you're a celebrity, you just have motion sensors everywhere, right? Like you would think, but obviously
the second someone tries to get into your place,
even just they hop a fence and a motion sensor goes off.
And I would assume they're not relying on the local police department. They have, like, you know, they're paying for security teams to rush there.
There's probably a whole neighborhood security team that's always there.
Did they get any quotes from Owen Wilson after this happened?
No quotes.
Any wows?
No, oh, nothing. Yeah. No word from Owen.
That's what the homeless guy said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When he put on Owen's
when he had his underwear on.
Used clothes. I'm sure they were used, too. They were probably not.
Out of the dirty hamper, yeah. Oh, God. That's where you look first.
Dear God. James knows.
Yeah.
James knows.
That's what I learned breaking into Dave's house over the weekend.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Said Dave. A lot of room.
Michael Douglas is claiming that he's an expert at having sex. Well, on camera for movies.
Oh, okay.
The 78-year-old actor recently reflected on one of his most popular movies, Basic Instinct. While at the Cannes Film Festival this week, the actor received the honorary Palme d'Or Award. He participated in a wide-ranging conversation at the French Festival about his career and the importance of family. At one point, he recalled being at the center of controversy when Basic Instinct premiered at the film festival back in the 90s. While breaking down a love scene with his co-star, Sharon Stone, over 30 years ago, he referred to himself as an expert in sex scenes. He starred in several sexual thrillers through the years, including Fatal Attraction and Disclosure. He said he's proud of the fact of his history with women in films because he's helped many of them give their best performances, he says.
Oh, wow.
The secret to him becoming a pro, he said, was all in the rehearsal. He liked to rehearse a lot. That makes him sound like a total perv.
Yep.
We're going to have to run through that sex scene one more time. I'm not comfortable with it yet.
I feel like that's the unedited version.
I was going to say.
Like he's old guy now. Just
totally.
I would always invite him to my trailer and force him to rehearse with me.
Like, oh boy, dude, shut up.
He compared it to the choreography involved in doing a fight scene. He said it works the same way with a sex scene. It's important for the lady to realize you're not taking advantage, noting that his steamy films came before intimacy coordinators on movie sets. He said, I just run through everything. I'm going to put my hand here. You put your hand there. We're going to kiss. Then we're going to go this. Then we're going to go down.
Yeah, it's almost like a wrestling match where that everything's planned out.
Right. He said it's all very well choreographed.
I say just no kissing, though.
Well, they should.
I mean, kissing might happen in the shower as well.
Yeah.
He said it just was something I was known for at the time.
He's pretty full of himself.
He seems to be. He seems to be.
Yeah.
Was he in a ton of sex scenes?
I mean, he was in. Like,
be like, they gave their performance of a lifetime because of me.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
So he was Fatal Attraction, Disclosure. What was the one with the money? Wasn't that him,
that was
too?
Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yeah, that was Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
No, Basic Instinct is the one you left
out.
Oh,
that's Basic Instinct.
Yeah,
right.
That's and remember when that came out, that was like, oh my God, it's the most vile movie you could ever watch. Like, there was no movie probably in my lifetime. I think it's number two on the movies I wanted to see the most.
But couldn't
after
you were too young?
After the Pamela Anderson Tommy sex tape.
Wow, I really missed out on that as a kid.
That was number one. And then Basic Instinct, the way that it was talked about, and it was like, you're not going to believe.
Because of the flashes.
Because of the flashes. And it's not even. I mean, I really, really checked it out as a kid. And
wore like, the VHS.
It's not it. You can barely see anything.
It's not it. Bryster had to buy a new VCR just for that. Just for the tracking.
I'm telling you. I figured out how to slow it right down.
Speaking of old guys that just speak their mind, Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Yes.
He was also
at the Cannes Film Festival, and he appeared via satellite on ABC's morning show to talk about whether or not he'll miss being Indiana Jones. Here's what he said.
Moved by that, and of course you have permission to continue, but what's not going to continue is Indiana Jones. What are you going to miss about him?
Nothing.
We did it.
I knew it.
How about some bracing honesty on morning television right there?
No, I mean, I cannot tell you how much joy it's given me to be Indiana Jones. And I've done it 5 times, and I've loved every time, even when it wasn't as much admired as it sometimes was. But every time, the passion of the people involved has been... Well, I can only say that it matched my passion, because I love what this kind of film brings to an audience. The combination of adventure and emotion is really... The elements of its success.
I think, like, even though he was Han Solo, Indiana Jones is like what made him
the biggest, like, one of the biggest stars,
like,
on the
he planet. Was a big, like, Han Solo was a big thing, but once he, like, anchored that, it was like, oh, this guy's gonna be a mega.
Don't you think the Indiana star. Jones movies are more mass appeal than the Star Wars movies?
Yes,
right?
Of course.
Like Star Wars had, like, especially back in the day, like that sect of people that loved it. Indiana Jones appealed to most people. You didn't have to be a Star Wars nerd to love or a space nerd to love that.
Honestly, though, like, I even think at the start of Star Wars, it wasn't so much like that. I think Star Wars was this, everybody went to see it because they hadn't seen anything like it. It became a super niche, nerdy thing the longer it went on for, because of Star Wars fans gatekeeping and all that stuff. But it's definitely, like, a bigger...
Star Wars was like a blockbuster.
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones was a blockbuster, but that was like Harrison Ford's blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
he carried the whole thing.
Yeah, Star Wars wasn't just Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I watched the Temple of Doom on a flight over the past couple of months, and... Man, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I forgot how old that movie was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's old.
Like, how? 30 years? 40 years?
40?
Jesus.
That's why every time I see the previews for the new Indiana Jones movie, like, Harrison Ford's so old, I'm just like, easy, Indy!
Yes.
Easy, old!
That's what they should have called it.
Don't slip!
Indiana Jones 5.
Easy, Indy!
Indiana Jones, don't slip.
Yeah, don't slip, Indy! Oh,
imagine him trying to do the boulder scene now. Oh, like, that thing is going to get him.
That boulder's got him.
It's got him. I hope that's how they end it, actually.
Bolton gets
that would be like how to do it.
Or is that a segue? Trying to outrun the Bolton.
No spoiler alerts here, because none of us know anything how this movie ends. No one does, but I feel like...
Oh, yeah. I think I said it before. He wanted Han Solo to die in the second movie that he did. He was like, kill him. Right. I want to die. You know, and I think, like, the only way to make sure you're never doing something again.
Yep. Have the character.
Yep.
Taken out.
And I do think that's why, like, aren't they saying it's like a nostalgic, it's going to be like a tear jerker. We all know, I know what's coming.
You feel like that's how it's going to end. We'll see.
Yep.
We shall see. The 10th installment of the Fast and Furious franchise was off to the races this weekend, knocking Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 out of first place and claiming the number one spot at the box office. Fast X earned $67.5 million in ticket sales, according to estimates. That's on the lower end, though, of openings for the series. It peaked with Fast and Furious 7. It opened with $142 million. The sole movie in the series to surpass $100 million right out of the gates. Fast X's domestic debut only ranks above the first three. But this is a series that actually makes the bulk of its money overseas as opposed to domestically. Often like 70% of the box office comes from the overseas take. They love these movies. Fast X opened in 84 markets internationally, playing in over 24,000 theaters around the world. It earned an estimated $251 million, so a $319 million global debut. Big competition next weekend, or this upcoming weekend, including Disney's live-action The Little Mermaid and a slew of other films trying to catch a Memorial Day weekend box office.
Yeah, those Fast and Furious movies make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Might as well be called Fast Cars is Cool.
Yeah.
It's
vroom,
crazy.
Vroom, dollar, dollar.
It's crazy to think like there are some foreign lands that their idea of America is Vin Diesel.
Well, we
and
saw
Fast
that
X.
report we watched the other day, right? People coming from all over the world to see the house.
Yeah. Yep.
And that is their.
Yes.
Their version of America.
Mm-hmm.
We can pull helicopters out of the sky.
Well,
we
can, well, the Rock can.
Well, the Rock can, sure. They have a different take on us.
But it's weird. It's a wild thought.
Johnny Depp's teeth we saw at the Cannes Film Festival. It's gone viral. It's gotten the attention of a celebrity dentist. He doesn't think his teeth are rotting like some people think they are. He says they look like they have aggressive wear and tear. He thinks booze, espresso, and cigarillos are to blame for the stains that we saw on Johnny Depp's teeth.
Well, you could see that they were worn down, the fronts.
He also doesn't think Johnny Depp's teeth have been cleaned in years.
No.
They don't look like it.
No. He moved to France, and once you move to France, you just stop caring, right?
He recommends Johnny get a cleaning, of course, but to reverse the damage, he said, I would do veneers because he needs his bite reestablished. He's worn his teeth down way too much, which is what we saw. Johnny probably has no interest in doing any of those things. Obviously, back in a 1995 interview, he said he has loads of cavities and he'd rather swallow a tick than go to the dentist.
Oh, so he hates the dentist.
So he hates the dentist. Since the mid-90s, he hasn't probably.
That's a long time.
I mean, I get that, but you got to bite the bullet and go.
Yeah.
Right. You know.
Come on, Johnny D.
You know.
Well, I feel like.
Man up.
They're just all going to be gone.
Jack Sparrow, man up.
Yeah.
I feel like a gust of wind could hit his teeth and they'd all blow away.
I'm amazed. So do they, like, CGI them in movies? Because I've never noticed them in movies, right? Like, they haven't been like, oh, God, look at his teeth.
The last movies that I've seen him in, he was a pirate. So
they didn't have to. They probably added to the role. But like, outside of that, they've had to have fixed his teeth for the movies. Or his teeth have never appeared like that.
I feel like if he would just brush them, like they might have. And I'm trying to think of the last movie he was in where it was like he was a sex symbol. You know, like,
I don't know.
Don Juan DeMarco, wasn't he in that?
What about Chocolat?
Oh,
well,
maybe.
That was in the 90s.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Like, these movies are a long time ago. Right? Like, yeah, I don't know when the last time, though, it was, like, billed as a, it was Keanu Reeves did something with, I can't remember the girl's name. But I don't remember him in anything where you'd be like, oh, his teeth better look good in this.
I'm sure he's had some roles, but who knows? They maybe have had to CGI. All right, Chuck, so you got, let's just say, Stella and her friends tickets to Taylor Swift.
Which I'm feeling a lot of pressure, but
I know.
Can I tell you?
Oh, the prices are insane.
There's no way.
So there's a dude in Massachusetts, and he spent $1,800 buying four tickets for his daughter and her friends to go see Taylor Swift. Absolutely,
it's a deal.
Because that's less than the price of one ticket,
yep,
from what I hear. Tickets were never delivered. Daughter and her friends, devastated. They were all set to go see Taylor Swift. How much did the dude pay to make sure they still got to see that concert over the weekend?
No.
It's hard to believe. Here's the story from WCVB-TV.
And marry me, Juliet, you never have to be alone.
Up at 6 a.m., these Swifties are all smiles and giggles, but faced a near ticket disaster after a November Taylor Swift order confirmation.
Okay. We almost didn't have tickets to an event we've been looking forward since Christmas. Like, we have not stopped talking about this event since the day we found out.
They're saying, oh, the tickets are gone, but they didn't tell them we got new tickets, and the looks on their faces, I never want to see again. It was tough. There was one of the girls, I won't tell you who, they had a quivering lip.
I went home slamming stuff. Like, I was so angry. I was so disappointed. And because I was looking forward to this for 9 months.
I was getting ready to cry because I was so mad and I was so upset. And then they were like, but we got you guys better tickets. And I was so excited. I was like freaking out.
Yep. To ensure that they get to Taylor Swift, Anthony Silva, after first paying $1,800 to a verified seller and receiving this email that said, alternative tickets currently not available, Silva purchased new tickets on a new site for a whopping high price and added a limo.
Approximately $21,000.
Get the hell out of here. $21,000.
Get the hell out of here. But it's not far-fetched because I'll tell you this right now. So to try and get him here, I was like, nosebleeds. All I want is the nosebleeds. There's nothing less than 1,000.
Oh, dude. Like,
there's nothing less than 1,000 for the worst seats.
Over the weekend at Gillette Stadium, I think some of the cheapest people said they were seeing were like 3,000. The cheapest. Yeah.
Well, it's not even close to the time.
But this dad spent $21,000. You could buy an effing car for your kid.
Yeah.
Nice car. Or one concert. Back to the story.
For better seats, but of course, as you can see, this puts me back a little bit. And I think it's for no reason but for incompetence through the third party or to StubHub.
And then she told me we got new tickets, and I was like, yay. So I actually jumped on both of my parents and was like, thank you. Like, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Jumped on them.
And StubHub did send the email offering a full $1,800 refund. That should be processed in 10 days. Dad says, I hope there's memories for a lifetime because that's it. No more birthday gifts, no more Christmas gifts. He's done. Live in Somerville, Rondella Richardson, WCBB News.
Yeah,
from
$21,000 to send your kid to a concert.
That's just like, I've had to tell Stella, I was like, you know, she was like, is there anything you can do? And I was like, no. Let me go on and I'll see how much they are. And when I saw them, I'm like, still, there's no way. It's never going to happen.
How can That's you justify way too that? Much,
you know?
How do you justify that for a ticket to a concert? And I just don't know how you do.
It's weird because, like, what I've noticed in, like, bands that say we would want to see, at the last minute, there's always, like, cheaper tickets with bands that we want to see.
Right.
But when it's a band that these teenage girls want to see, that never happens. It doesn't happen. There's not, you're not going to wake up one day and they're going to be $300 tickets for sale.
Yeah, the it's cheapest not. In the worst seats right now are $1,200.
Yep.
They go all the way up to $2,500 a ticket.
But you're not even in
a
like
a ticket. 25 yes. And you guys, there's dozens and dozens of tickets here. Over $2,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
That's
section.
That's pretty good. Section 124, row 11. No, still pretty not, far back.
That's not
$2,500.
Where this is? Look at.
Oh my God.
They just keep going up.
They keep going up. We're over We're $3,400 a ticket now. $4,200 a ticket.
Very reasonably priced.
$12,000 a ticket.
Well, yeah, look, you're section N.
$10,000 a ticket.
Okay, so yeah, like you see how they've broken it down.
$21,000 a ticket. Are well, look you where kidding you're
gonna
me?
Be. Yeah, you're third section from the stage. You're right next to the diamond little center.
You're
going to
spend $45,000 for two tickets to a concert? Are Listen, you insane?
It's worth it when Taylor Swift looks in my eyes and sings the lyrics with
That's
me.
That's true.
Watch it on YouTube.
It's the thing is, I think what they're waiting for, and it does happen, that there are these out there in the universe, there are these incredibly wealthy
parents
that like this, because I'll be honest, $21,000, that guy's a dumbass. That guy's insane. To buy for one ticket is $21,000. But if I had those tickets, would I want to sell them for that? Oh, God, that'd be great. My God. I wonder how much you get to keep.
That is Unbelievable.
Are people buying these things?
Well, they're buying. That dad bought four for 21 grand total.
I mean, like the $21,000 apiece tickets, though.
No. I think you just... they're buying the probably the 13, 15, maybe even $2,000.
In fact, that site will tell you, like recently sold. So like 12.
Yeah. So two tickets at $1,200 each sold 7 hours ago.
Yep.
Will they go down in price the day of the concert?
See, I think they won't.
No.
I think it's just people have decided, you know, however they got these tickets, and they got them for what is the face value, and then you just are risking losing them or selling them at the last second. I think they'll come down, but they'll still not be... Like, if I was trying to sell them for $21,000, and it's like 4 days before, I would... relist them for something reasonable, but
insanity. We'll take a break. When we come back in a moment, was a Michigan Taco Bell hit with fast food rage twice in the same day?
Oh no.
What got stuck in a guy's lungs? And are they zapping lady bits to make women like sex again? We'll get to that. What's up with the Asians and much more straight ahead as we continue on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Rescuers found a hungry, thirsty, cold little boy after he had gone missing in the woods near his home in Montana.
Ooh.
2 days alone at 4 years old.
You guys, when you see him, though, he looks like he's been through some stuff.
Oh, well, yes.
He looks like he's seen some stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to be the same.
The before and after.
Yeah. Now he's looks, now he looks like a Vietnam vet. He's got home.
They do have a before and after.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That poor child has changed.
He doesn't smile the same. His eyes don't work the same.
Almost has like oh the face of like horrible. A 90-year-old man. It's like it aged him that badly.
I tell you, I saw him out there.
Wait, you're 4 years old, little guy?
Yes. Can you hand me my sticky cup?
Okay.
What, you know, there's bears, there's mountain lions out there, but you didn't come across any of that,
oh,
did you?
Oh, I sure did.
You did. What did you see, Riker?
I can't talk about it.
Do you believe the before and after?
The before and after?
I'm just kidding. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What's up on a Monday? May 22nd, it is Dave and Chuck the Freak. Coming up as we get to a check of the news, what got stuck in a guy's lungs? Are they zapping lady bits to make women like sex more? And what's up with the Asians? How did an American tourist have a horrible time in Thailand? That's all coming up. First, though, we're going to get started right now on the show with this.
It's another fast food freakout on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
These have become pretty commonplace. This is a first, though. Two fast food freakouts. Same day, same place.
Okay.
This happened at a Taco Bell in West Michigan.
Okay.
Customers in two separate incidents have been arrested for allegedly threatening Taco Bell employees in Holland, Michigan. Within 15 hours of each other, they had two incidents. The first one took place around midnight.
Same shift workers.
And the second occurred around 3:30 p.m. on the same day.
Based on reports of the two situations, both customers posted bond and were released. The two customers, though, are still facing several charges, according to the cops. The first incident happened around midnight. A guy, Jeremy Chankunson, became upset in the drive-thru when they told him they don't carry Sprite. Oh, they only carry Pepsi products.
Sierra Mist, bitch! That was called Starry!
He was so upset.
Yeah, as you would be.
As you would be when you realize they don't serve
Coke products. Oh my God, only Pepsi.
Got out of his car, punched the drive-thru window, which shattered.
Yep.
He drove to the front of the Taco Bell, began pulling on their locked doors.
Sure. So far, all justified.
Yep. Striking the glass.
Uh-huh.
Gesturing that he could possibly have a gun.
Oh.
But it was not confirmed that he was armed.
Went too far.
He eventually drove off. That led to a pursuit with the sheriff's office. He eventually stopped but didn't comply with the cops. Hmm.
Just tell him. Just he should have just stopped and told him.
Well, this is the problem with Coca-Cola fanatics.
But there's so many of us that everyone understands.
Well, they just bow down to your crazy wild antics, you know?
Exactly. They didn't have Sprite, officer. Oh
my God.
You guys should be thanking them. Yeah.
We had no idea.
Oh, wow. Well, get out of here.
Your customer should be thanking the Taco Bell for offering a superior beverage.
Oh, God. They had no one ever. Would they just have to call it?
Starry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Starry. Yeah. You know what? It hasn't changed its name?
Yeah.
Sprite.
Here we go.
I can't argue that.
Anyway, so the cops pull him over. After not following directions and being warned that they're going to have to use a canine or a taser.
Ooh.
Oh,
man. He said, F you, send the dog, bitch.
Okay.
I'll fight it off and everyone here.
Oh, man, that's so wrong, because you won't.
They just tased him.
Oh, that's
multiple times.
Yeah. They just tased him until he beat his pants and passed out.
Yeah. Think that's bright. Some of the charges, the man facing damage to business property, operating while intoxicated, fleeing and eluding, resisting and obstructing, an habitual offender. He's set to be arraigned next week. So that was all over Sprite. That was the first incident. The second incident
later.
At the same location.
Please tell me it's over Diet Pepsi.
This dude, Galvin, Edward Galvin, he's been banned from this Taco Bell before. But he was jonesing, he said, for a chalupa.
I get it.
So he came into the store with his hat down.
Hoping they'd forget.
Imagine this is going to be James.
I know.
If he's banned.
I had a way better disguise. I know he's having a fake mustache or something.
He had his hat down. They noticed he was kind of lurking around and tried to place an order. An employee said, you know who you are, dude. Yeah. You're not
James,
allowed.
Get out of here.
It's not me. It's not James. My name's Jim.
But because he hadn't received his food yet, although he'd already paid for it, he asked to be refunded. During the refund, he began yelling that the Taco Bell employees were junk and threatened to harm them.
Mm.
He took two card readers off the counter, chucked one at an employee, started swinging the other at a different employee.
Try processing credit cards now!
He then bit one of the employees.
Oh, wow.
That's before the cops could arrive.
Imagine a day at work where someone bit you.
It's a bad day.
That would suck.
It's a bad day. Before cops could arrive, his family busted in and tackled him and held him down.
What's up with my family? Why are you tackling me?
They know. Because they know.
Dad. That's James's wife and kid. James's wife and kid are holding him down.
You're so embarrassing.
Daddy, stop. Daddy, stop.
Daddy needs a tube.
Daddy, we'll get one.
No, I need one now.
The drive-thru, Daddy.
No, we need one now. Daddy needs a chalupa.
He's been charged with destruction of business property and three counts of assault. He posted bond after the incident. He was released.
Hmm.
Although Taco Bell employees not innocent here either. Multiple Taco Bell employees were terminated following this incident. This sounds like a crazy Taco
so
Bell.
It must have been like back and forth.
Right.
There must have been some back and forth going on.
You've been banned from a place and you want a chalupa and you go back to that same place you've been banned for the chalupa. You love chalupas so much.
Oh, my
much.
God. Oh, Taco Bell chalupas specifically.
His Twitter handle is chalupa forever.
Like, is there just the one in Holland, Michigan? You know,
that's what I was wondering.
Yes, it's not very big.
There's just the one. It only gets 3 stars.
Well,
So it's the only place he has to go to, right? If he's been banned from there, he's screwed.
Yep. Do you think it's that place getting those reviews or the overall?
I think it's that particular place.
Poorly managed. Yeah, there you go.
Seems like kids are in charge, have no experience.
That's right. F probably off.
Is. Foul language is allowed on the clock here.
Keep driving, a-hole.
People told me not to go to this one. I ignored them, tried it anyways. Far and away, the worst I've ever had. Pictures
you know
are
what?
Provided.
The one thing that you have to learn in life is when someone says...
Worst Taco Bell ever, longest lines and waits.
Listen, when someone says that to you, you have to really take it into account. Because there is a place that me and James both know of that we know not to go to.
Yes.
It is a certain one of these that you just don't go to that one.
Super rude to me.
I mean, the reviews of this, I don't know.
Horrible.
I haven't seen one above a 2 yet, so I don't know.
The slowest and most disrespectful employees by far.
Wonder if they're trained by the one closest to my house.
That's so very they were possible. Playing with Taco
oh
Rage
God.
Fire.
Drive-through line for an hour for 2 items.
Well, hell no, I'm driving
well,
over
you,
the curb and getting
you
out
leave?
Of there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You don't wait 2 hours.
So hungry,
if
though.
You love to sit in the drive-thru for an hour... Just for them to tell you they're only taking mobile orders or DoorDash right now, this is the one for you.
They can't be that busy, though.
Ooh, look what they ate. Look what they got. Look at that.
What is that? That's a steak quesadilla. Can't you tell?
But there's just like a little unknown pieces of steak and no cheese.
I don't know what
they must have
there.
Said something plain. They must have not wanted something on it, and they only got the meat.
That woman must really upset the employees.
The reviews
evening.
Are... Horrific. So you can see why the rage happens here.
Look at how nice that person was, Mark. The fact that he waited for 40 minutes in the drive-thru, the fact that their lobby is never open.
Still 3 stars.
He gave him 3 stars.
Yeah, even though
the addiction
he said it was
is real.
It
like,
is real.
The people are so addicted to fast food, not just
yeah.
Taco Bell.
Oh.
To get into fights, to yeah. wait in lines.
Yeah.
It's what are they putting in there? It's just so highly
it's
addictive.
Delicious chemicals.
Whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's
delicious chemicals.
Fat salt.
Listen, every time I drive by one, every time I drive by any fast food place, there's a little voice in my head that I have to tell.
Pull in here.
Yes.
Pull on in. You need it. Get food fast.
I'm telling you right now, there is a voice.
Look, there's only 6 cars in the drive-thru. That won't take too long.
And I just have to pull over to the farthest lane. And just hope to God a red light doesn't happen or... Man, I'm telling
this
you.
This one says, I've never written a review. I wouldn't even make it if it wasn't for the awful attitude from the manager and her mannerisms and an employee at the time.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I guess, like, if the manager hates life and hates everything, and then they're the ones that are, like, training everyone else to hate life and hate everything, that's a real bad combo.
Or it's the manager, the one closest to me. They got transferred out because
yeah.
when I called them in a complaint, they're like, you need to call 1-800-TACO-BELL. And then I call 1-800-TACO-BELL, and they're like, we don't even do anything with that location.
Yeah.
They're like, it's not one of ours. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's no good. I mean, like, these reviews are terrible.
Ah, horrific. You know why people are raging, but, I mean, calm down. Just because they don't have Sprite doesn't mean you got to bust the place up.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I know it seems like there's a million other reasons to bust the place up.
Yeah, judging from the staff seemed pretty brutal.
At the same time, how do you think it was presented that they didn't have Sprite?
The man was so upset about Sprite that he was going to take on a police dog.
Yes. So do you think that they were rude to him? Do you think they just
yes,
said...
absolutely. That's what made him rage.
Yeah, do you think they said, I'm sorry, sir, all we have is Pepsi products. I don't think that's
no.
what was said to him.
Listen, fool, ain't no Sprite here.
Yeah.
What do you think this is? It's Taco Bell.
Yeah.
We ain't got that sissy juice.
Yeah.
You want that sissy juice Sprite? You go over to McDonald's.
Yeah.
James as a Taco Bell employee.
Yeah.
That's as a Taco Bell manager, Dave.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yes.
I'm above employee level at this point
yes.
in my life.
Yeah.
If I'm only getting employee status, I'm...
yeah, it's bad.
Let me
yeah.
find a tall tower.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So more Taco Rage to tell you about. This one not at a Taco Bell. This was at a Chipotle in Northwest D.C., and this whole thing was caught on camera. Here's the story from Fox 5.
You guys, it's unbelievable. I mean, when you look at this video, you're thinking to yourself, what set this guy allegedly off? Well, we're inside the Chipotle right now, and he was just standing right here by the counter. He ordered some tacos, and things got out of hand. Now, this is what he was supposed to get. These tacos, right? No, that's not what happened. In fact, he started throwing stuff, you'll see on the video, over this counter. The employee went into the kitchen to try and protect herself. She doesn't want to be identified, but she says that this whole rampage started over some tacos. Let's roll some video right now and show you this exclusive surveillance video. You can see it right here. The employee told me the man orders his tacos and she starts making them behind the counter. It appears that the man tries to grab the food. She believes he's trying to steal the food, but he is too slow. He starts grabbing lettuce and all types of food, chucking it at her, throwing it at her. The employee throws it all in the trash. Now let's show you this second video showing the man dressed in a black hat, green backpack, t-shirt, dark pants, grabbing the stack of napkins, throwing the display, the register at the Chipotle employee. And in an interview you'll see only on Fox 5, she tells me why he got so angry over the tacos.
He tried to steal them and he didn't get away with it because I threw them in the trash. And then he just got mad after that.
And what was going through your mind? I mean, you make a lot of tacos for people at this Chipotle. Yeah, have you ever had a customer do this?
No. No, a lot of crazy stuff happened at this Chipotle, but not that.
That's a wild Chipotle.
Now, here's what's interesting. The employees say, look, we work hard. We just want to be able to serve people the burritos, the quesadillas, the salad, the tacos, and just have no problems. Well, that's what happened here. There was a problem, and police want your help catching that man shown on that surveillance video. If you recognize him, give them a call. There is a Crime Stoppers reward of up to $1,000 for information that leads to an arrest and an indictment in this case. Live inside Chipotle, I'm Shamari Stone. Back to you.
Sure looked like he tried to steal those tacos for free, and that's what he was raged.
Yeah. I have such a soft spot in my heart for Chipotle that I just couldn't even witness that without saying something and trying to get involved.
I know.
You would have stepped up if you had seen that?
Yeah, well, like, I've been in lines before at Chipotle where, like, even somebody's, like, starting to complain, like, they don't have steak or whatever, and I'm like, easy.
Yeah, easy, you'll say something.
Be nice to them. Yeah. Be nice to these Chipotle people. You understand me?
Yeah, well, you remember the doldrums.
I do. I remember. I remember.
Andy's the Chipotle peacemaker.
I am. Yeah.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's work this out.
Easy. Look what you did to the gift cards, fella.
The data dialer becomes the peacemaker.
Yeah.
Because that would have interrupted my burrito.
Of course.
Exactly.
It would.
Oh, well, you could tell those poor other people that were in there.
They were like, great.
They're like, well, our day's ruined. Mm-hmm.
We're going to go from fast food drive-thrus now to bank drive-thrus. Okay, so I've been stuck like this before. I think, just like fast food drive-thrus, if you have a massive order, to me, you go inside.
Yes, I agree.
If you've got five different banking things to do, to me, you go inside.
That's what you should do. Boy, I hate it. There's always someone with five.
I'm not saying I agree with the guy who pulled out a semi-automatic handgun.
Well, no, you shouldn't do that.
But I felt like it.
I get it.
I felt like it. I was behind a woman about 2 weeks ago who not only did about four different things at this ATM, and I was trapped. I couldn't go anywhere. She then sat in her car at the ATM.
Counting her money.
Oh, I know.
Going through the bills.
Like doing the business.
Putting them away.
Yep.
To the point where I'm like, well, I could honk, but she should shoot me, but I still am going to take the chance.
Oh, so you gave it a little.
I gave a little beep, like, let's go, lady.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, and maybe she doesn't realize there's four cars waiting behind her. But even after the beep.
Oh, she's still just
she's like, I'm not leaving until I count all my money.
And that is it, Lisa. She was an older lady, and she just took her sweet damn time. Ugh. I was about to nudge her out of the ATM lane.
Just
slowly push her out of the way. She can keep counting. I'll just push her forward.
It's so rude.
So unbelievably rude. But it's the time we're in, like we keep saying it. Everyone cares just about themselves. They don't care about anyone else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so she was just worried about herself. So that's why I can relate to this guy. He was caught on camera pointing a gun at another man who was taking his time making several withdrawals and deposits at an ATM machine in Florida. This was in Broward County.
The victim said the guy behind him was upset that it was taking him so long at the drive-thru. He pulled up behind him, started honking his horn in his black Cadillac sedan. When he got out of his van to get a deposit slip from the trunk. So this is how long this guy in front is.
Oh, wow. He's going to his trunk.
His trunk for a deposit slip?
Stolen to his trunk.
Oh, no. Oh.
That's when they exchanged words.
Yeah, as you would.
And the Cadillac driver.
Oh, boy.
Stepped out of his car and pulled out a gun.
Yep, no. Oh, wow. Extended clip.
A video shows
they got guns. They got guns.
I'm not sure if they swear here.
I don't know. It's on a news site, but. Wow. You know what I wouldn't be doing? Just standing there with a guy pointing a gun at me. It's like, it's time to go, dude.
Right. The two men exchanged words. The Cadillac driver stepped out of his car, pulled out a gun. The suspect, a bald man with tattoos, who was armed with a semi-automatic handgun with an extended magazine. He's believed to be in his 40s or 50s. He can be heard yelling and cursing at the victim before driving away, telling him to hurry the F up. This guy's nuts, though.
Yeah,
the guy,
he's so nuts.
That's the thing, right?
He's more nuts
standing
than the guy
there
with the
arguing
gun.
With the guy, and the guy has a gun.
Yeah, pointed right at him. He doesn't care. He keeps getting closer to him.
Mm-hmm. You're already dealing with somebody that's so not right in the head.
Right. They've gone to their trunk.
Yeah.
They've gone to their trunk for stuff they need at an ATM.
And he's still going to do it. Look, he went right back to the trunk to get his more deposits. I don't know why every time I pull into one of those lines, though, I see the person pulling out like multiple business time deposit envelopes. And I'm like, no.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I was in the worst line you can be in. I was in the line to get my license tab out of a kiosk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And there was a guy that was like, apparently he had all kinds of watercrafts. He had every kind of, boats. He had planes. He had to get licenses for everything.
The worst.
And I'm just behind him grumbling.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't pull a gun, but I did go.
Oh, that said it all.
That does say it all. That says it all.
If I hear that behind me, I'm like, I'm taking a while.
Because he was like, I'm like, sweet, he's almost done. The thing's printing out. I'm like, yes, success. And then he's like, I got to get my boat license, too.
Yeah,
I
got
to get my boat license. Better start typing this in extra slow.
Oh, my God.
I got four CDs.
Oh, my God.
I know. I seem to get stuck behind people that either don't know how to do anything or just don't care. I think it's a combination of we only worry about ourselves now, but also we're too lazy to actually get out of our cars now.
That's it.
So anywhere where we can just sit in our car and do all our business.
I mean, I understand. That's what we'll do. I understand it, but there is something about the amount. In fact, if I was in line and I had five banking things to do, and I do the first one, and then I notice there's someone behind me, and I'm doing the second one, and I realize there's like three cars, I might
you go in.
Or I just get back in line.
Yeah,
I'd leave and go and get in the back of the line. Like, get your, you guys, do, the problem is I would do that and then someone would have 12 things
right,
to do.
Yeah.
You just go in.
I feel like if I had like a Sea-Doo and a boat and a helicopter and all these things I need to get licensed things for, I'd be like, you just got a car? Okay, you go ahead. You know, like, I feel like that's what I would do.
Yeah. But, I've got a helicopter, two Sea-Doos.
got a license, a lot of watercrafts.
It's just frustrating. So I know no one's going to pay attention to this because everyone just worries about themselves. But if you have multiple things to do, if you have multiple things to order, go inside the damn business.
Yep.
Don't be rude and make other people wait while you do your business because they could pull a gun.
They could pull a gun, but you could also not. You could pull a gun on a guy who doesn't care.
Right. That's how much he doesn't care. Pull a gun and
Still
not
going
to
bother me. He's probably like, just, you know what? Just kill me. Life ain't great.
This one said, not violence, but my favorite self-absorbed story was when my wife, who's a pharmacist, was reviving a guy that overdosed on the floor. This customer came up behind and actually started arguing with my wife about her prescription not being filled yet. Literally, as my wife is trying to save this guy's life on the floor.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yep. That's where we're at.
Yeah. Got to get those drugs.
God. Yep.
He made the choices he made, and I got to get my hair done.
Yep.
About 12:30.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's scary times. We're pretty sure this wasn't Johnny Depp, but you never know with that guy. A 43-year-old man who identified himself to the cops as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
Was arrested in Portland, Oregon last week after trying to bite a cop.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like old Captain Jack.
He boarded a commuter train dressed as Johnny Depp's character.
Okay.
From Pirates of the Caribbean. I guess he was drunk and harassing other people on the train.
Maybe it was.
I expect there always to be a drunk Captain Jack Sparrow on public transportation these days. Yeah. It seems like you should expect always there to be a Jack Sparrow there.
You're right.
Workers tried to kick him off, but he wouldn't leave, so they called the cops. Cops say he then tried to bite an officer while they were removing him from the train. He is facing charges for trespassing, menacing, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and interfering with public transportation. He told cops he's 43, but even after they got him to jail, he wouldn't give them his real name, so they had to book him as Captain Jack Sparrow. Wow. No mugshot released yet, though, unfortunately.
Well, it couldn't have been Johnny Depp because the skin would have broke his teeth off.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
He
couldn't bite a cop. No. And you wouldn't even feel it. It would just feel like you're being sort of gummed with, with loose teeth.
They're so worn down now. Speaking of teeth, this guy sunk his teeth too far into this one. A man is lucky to be alive after he suffered an epileptic seizure and almost choked to death on his silver dentures.
Damn.
He's a 22-year-old dude from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He was wearing a row of fake silver teeth.
So those aren't quite dentures.
Well, that's what they call them in the story. They're grills, right?
Yeah. Dentures, I was like, oh, God, he's got no teeth.
Unless he had his teeth pulled out and had these put in.
Oh, God, you never know. You don't.
Judging by the look of him, I don't think so.
Okay.
So he's wearing this row of silver fake teeth when he suffered this accident, resulting in heavy coughing and wheezing. He was rushed to the hospital where an x-ray was taken, and it revealed he had the 1.5-inch set of, they call them dentures, stuck in the airway of his lung.
God. Went right in his lung?
Right into his lung. Here's some. Yeah, you want to see it here? Here's some pictures. There it is there.
Yep. You're going to have to fish those out.
They then rushed the man for a bronchoscopy to remove the object using a flexible tube and feeding it down his throat. The doctor successfully dislodged the teeth from his lung airway. He did experience bronchospasm, though, where muscles in the lung airway tightened from the operation, and he had to be given some steroid treatments before being discharged. That's what they look like when they pull them out.
No. Like fake diamonds.
Oh, God. Look at that.
Yep, that's not great.
That is. That's bad times.
Yeah, your lung insides, they don't look always the best, especially when teeth are in them. So he, I mean, he was not in control over his body at the time, which is why he was like probably sucking in tons of air and just took those teeth right in there.
The dangers of a grill.
The only thing, to me, I always just get the caramel. That's what gets me. It goes right in my lungs.
You get the caramel lung.
I get caramel lung.
Yeah, luckily you can, you don't have to get that fished out.
No, you just sort of cough for a few seconds. Ooh, God. Those things have got little parts on them that.
So those just slip on over your teeth?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Jesus. I'd love to see his picture of what a tool man he is.
You might look really cool.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't.
I think grills are sweet.
I think they're sweet.
You honestly
I do.
James!
I do. To me, that's like the ultimate flex. I'll never get, like, achieve that level to where I can flex like that. But I feel like if you got that much money to pour into some teeth you clip on your already normal
but
teeth.
But they never have that much money.
I was going to say, these clearly almost look like they were made of lead, which is just going to kill them. They are not fancy. These are not fancy.
No.
There's no diamonds or bling on these.
No, like they're cut to make it look like there might be diamonds.
Yeah, but there's not.
But there's not.
If I ever win the lottery, you'll see me with some diamonds.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, we already know. Like, if James wins a lottery, he's going to show up in his favorite car that's going to be completely
souped
chrome.
Up, rebuild AJ Jar.
Yep, completely yeah. chrome. He's going to have a grill.
Life will be sweet.
Yeah,
dear God. Just about a week or so ago, another woman had a denture accident. It went viral after being posted on TikTok when her false teeth fell out into her birthday cake as she took a bite.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh,
who bites a cake like that?
That is a hard cake.
Is it a real cake?
That is
She's so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
It's like those plastic ones at the restaurants.
Footage of the dental breakdown currently has 82 million views on TikTok. She's preparing to eat a piece of chocolate cake during her birthday celebration. When she attempts to taste it, her dentures get stuck and are left lingering on the cake. She bursts into laughter over the mishap. Oh, that is
you
so
You want
to
take one of the pieces
That's
her piece now. That is her piece now. Once her dentures have rested on it.
Oh, that's a hard cake. That's a hard... She didn't put a dent in that cake with those chompers.
Oh. That looks to me like a Costco chocolate fudge cake, which generally is not hard, but it could be old.
Maybe it's frozen. Loose.
Well, yeah, I think her teeth are just playing a dangerous game all the time.
Weird angle. Went for it.
No fix-it dent.
No.
You know?
Oh, that's a bad...
That's a wild time.
That's a bad time.
Yeah.
God, getting old sucks if you lose your teeth.
Yeah.
Sure get them clean. Get them cleaned. Get them taken care of. In Germany, a man was found by a judge to be unfit to drive a car. 30 minutes later, that same man got into his car and got into an accident while in the courthouse parking lot.
Of course.
Now, in an attempt to defend himself, the unnamed German man said he didn't realize the judge's ruling was immediate.
Oh.
Saying that he's a bit hard of hearing.
Didn't hear the entire thing that you said.
What?
In the past, the guy had 14 driving-related convictions.
So this guy's an older guy?
Yes.
Yeah, they had to tell him to stop.
Oh, I'll stop.
Yeah.
After this instance, he was issued a fine, which was switched to 80 hours of community service when he said he couldn't afford to pay the fine.
Oh. It's like ridiculous. I'm not unfit to drive a vehicle.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
They're out there. As we know, they're all around us.
Yep.
All right. We've heard many times of surgeries gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Nope.
There's a story making some headlines about a pretty shocking moment in Germany where a German surgeon got fined for having a cleaner assist him in an amputation.
You mean like a janitor?
Like a janitor.
Oh, no.
You'd be shocked to know the janitor helped in your surgery.
Yeah, I would.
Pretty upset, I think.
Yeah. Is he washed up?
Officials at a hospital in Western Germany expressed regret after it emerged that one of their surgeons got a janitor to assist in a toe amputation. This happened over the weekend at Mainz University Hospital. Luckily, did not result in any complications to the patient, but the doctor has been fined. The surgeon wrongly decided to go ahead with the routine procedure, even though no qualified assistants were available. When the patient became restless, the doctor called in a nearby janitor.
Restless?
Yeah.
I'm going to become restless when you're trying to chop something off of me?
My toe.
I didn't think that happened.
He just had a local anesthetic.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, God, no.
So they just froze around his toes.
Oh, so
no.
He knew the janitor was there?
Oh, you knew it.
Well, maybe he didn't know it was a janitor, though.
I feel like he would.
The janitor is still getting paid to do janitor work and has to cut off a toe. Doesn't get paid anything extra.
No, nothing.
I should get a toe bonus.
Yeah.
You know, it was weird when he swept up the toe.
He's used to that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when I worked at the grocery store. You know, I was hired to get shopping carts and bag groceries, but then I had to clean up a turd in the bathroom.
Yep, exactly. Above and beyond.
Yeah.
The surgeon wrongly decided to go ahead with it. So the patient becomes restless. He calls in the nearby cleaner to hold down the man's leg and assist him, including passing surgical instruments. The cleaner
what
had...
What do you want? Which one?
I have no idea.
Scalpel.
That's the sharp one, I think. Okay. There you go. Oops, got you with it.
Bloodsucker. Pass me that bloodsucker.
Oh, my God. I don't know which one that is.
Turkey-based
looking one. But a simple gemeter.
What are you guys doing to my foot?
The cleaner, of course, had no medical experience at all.
No.
A hospital manager, though, spotted the cleaner with bloody gauze pads in his hand and several instruments. And that's when the jig was up.
Yeah, he's like, what horror movie scenario is going on here? Did you do a surgery, bud?
Actually, I did.
Oh.
I don't think I was supposed to.
They say it never should have happened.
No. I mean, I just have, you know, if I'm going to be, I guess one of my questions would be, do you think you'll be restless when I'm cutting your toe off? If I just give you a local, you think you're going to start kicking your foot around and stuff?
I think so, yes.
Then obviously, I'm going to have to put you down then.
Yes, obviously I'm feeling it, right? If I'm restless, I feel like I'm feeling something.
I feel like they would ask you, do you feel anything?
I just don't know why they wouldn't put you out for something like that.
Yeah, just put me out.
Is the janitor clean?
That's what I thought. I thought he was not clean.
No, of course he's just cleaning stuff.
Scrub up.
I'm cleaning up.
Yeah. Just clean the toilets.
Yeah.
Put stuff.
Still got the rubber gloves on. Yeah, still got the rubber gloves on.
Yeah.
God. All right. Well, speaking of surgery gone wrong, have you ever got screwed up by a hospital visit somehow? A listener has. In fact, it's led to 17 years of penis trouble.
Oh, God.
We'll tell you what happened to him in just a moment. But if you have had something go wrong during a hospital visit you want to share, 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 469-69. So this guy from New Hampshire says, I want to tell you about how my hip surgery led to 17 years of penis trouble.
Sounds like a horrible title.
It does.
17 years of penis trouble.
Oh. He says, back in 2006 at 32, I was hurt at work. They tore all the cartilage from my left hip. I had to have a hip resurfacing operation to repair. So I had the surgery that November. In the recovery room, the nurse took out the catheter without releasing the water. The water extends the barbs so the catheter won't slip.
So she just tore it out of this man?
He, the male nurse, tore it out of him. He said, I sat up, apparently, and punched the nurse while still under anesthesia. The pain must have been that bad.
Yeah, I call that the Dave. Yep.
I am 6'5". Mm-hmm. I have weighed over 300 pounds since high school. I broke this guy's jaw, cheek, and eye socket in one punch. So because of that incident, I've had to have my urethra kind of roto-rooted every 6 months to clear out scar tissue.
Roto-rooter.
COVID hits. Because of COVID, I couldn't get an appointment for the scar tissue removal. I ended up getting a UTI that turned to sepsis.
Oh, God.
The sepsis damaged my heart, gave me tachycardia, led to two mini strokes. Finally under control with 7 different medications. May of last year, I had to have urethra reconstruction. They go through your sac. Yep. They skin the urethra, replace it with tissue from the inside of your mouth. Both of the inside of my cheeks had to be harvested. They couldn't complete the full process.
Oh,
there great. Wasn't enough tissue to replace the whole length of my urethra. Humble brag. Recovery.
Right.
Isn't that kind of a humble brag?
Huge BS.
Yeah, I have such a big long urethra. There's not enough skin in my mouth.
Yeah.
Anyway, recovery from that, 3 months to a year. Ever feel what stitches in your sac and penis feel like? Not fun.
No.
Anyway, that reconstruction didn't work. The scar tissue has grown back, so I have 3 options now. A multi-stage reconstruction, which means my penis is filleted open once a year to have multiple surgeries.
Once a year?
Results not guaranteed. Option 2, a bypass. I would have a tube sticking out of the back of my scrotum to urinate, so I'd have to sit down to pee all the time.
And third, I have to self-catheter from now on. I have contacted a lawyer, and the original injury was a workman's comp. So in New Hampshire, you can't sue on open workman's comp, but I can still go after the hospital, they believe.
It's not great options there.
No.
Yeah. Choices.
Well, no. Every one, two, or three suck.
All bad.
All bad. Filleted open dong.
Yeah.
Oh, my That God. Sounds pretty
Don't
bad.
Once a year?
Once a year.
Once a year.
No, results not guaranteed.
Time for the yearly filet.
Oh.
Wondered if any of your listeners got screwed up on a hospital visit. So if you have, 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Someone said, I got my gallbladder removed last year. Before the procedure, the doctor said, are you ready, Jeff? My name is Ken.
No.
Luckily, Jeff was getting the same procedure, though. Imagine as you're I fell asleep so fast. Like, it literally took 3 seconds for me to pass out.
Good night, Dennis.
And I'd be like, and you'd be out, right?
Yeah. And you have no idea what they're about to do to you.
Mine wasn't at the hospital, but at the dentist. I was getting a crown when the dentist slipped and cut open the inside of my mouth.
Slipped?
This was under my tongue. I ended up with a half-inch gaping hole. I had to go to a separate oral surgeon to get stitched up.
So they must have had the drill going.
God.
That's something you don't want to think about.
I know, it was real bad.
Someone's
real
clumsy dentist.
I don't like this. I don't like this topic.
But still, I'm still kind of freaked out about regular urethral reconstruction.
Yeah.
That one got me.
Hi, I'm your dentist.
Oh, God. Whoa.
You have a shake in your hand?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a shake, but I'm going to put this.
That's Dr. Shakes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I haven't had my four shots yet.
Jesus, Dr. Shakes, careful. Full?
I'm trying. It's the best I can do. Got it. Oh, nope.
Probably a good thing I didn't become a dentist like I was thinking because I'm a super clumsy man.
Oh, yeah. No.
I would have cut many a person.
But, you know, listen,
clumsy.
I've had a crown. It's the dentist sits down. You know, they're down. They're settled in. They're not really in a place to slip and fall. Yeah. This guy must have got right up on top of him.
I woke up during a colonoscopy.
This is my fear.
The place was full of interns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Everyone there just kind of looked at each other and freaked out. They wiped my ass and couldn't get me out of there fast enough.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That was horrible. Jesus.
Listen, can I tell you? Can I tell you? That would change me.
The room is full of people.
I still have to get one of these things, and I feel like it's very likely that during mine, they'll call everybody in.
It'll be intern day.
They'll be like, oh, my God, no. Like, you know when they find something they've never seen before? And they're like,
this.
Oh, we have to, like, for science.
Somebody wipe
his
everyone
ass. In here. And then I wake up and see everybody. And then they hit me over the head with a mallet and then wipe me and put me in the fart room.
Wipe you in the fart room.
They do. That's the deal.
You have to fart before they let you out.
The fart room. And then I just ponder life farting and how many people have seen my butthole. Oh.
That's a bad day.
That's why it's a tough day. I'm going to be honest. It's a tough phone call for me to make.
That's rare. You got to get it done. Don't stop.
Nope.
Who cares if someone sees your ass?
I do.
A whole room full of people.
It's
just like, come on, anesthesiologist, do your job.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Make sure I'm out.
They did for me. Exactly. I was out for a couple hours after that.
Find me that anesthesiologist, and I'm going to tell him. People saw wipe me.
Yeah. I was awake for it.
I've been wiped in a room full of people.
I'll be honest. I mean, I know that it's late in life. It's something you might have to go through. But there should be a real solid amount of time where no one else wipes you.
But I'm sure I was wiped. Like, obviously, they
everyone
who gets that surgery is wiped.
Because the camera that goes in.
Yeah, they've got to lube it up, right?
I know, but you shouldn't be awake for it. You shouldn't feel another man's wipe.
God, I never thought it was a man. Now you changed me.
Yeah. You've never felt it.
And there was two women and
a
doctor.
Woman.
Yeah, in the room with me.
Right, but do you think...
I think the his assistants were the ones. I don't think the doctor wipes you.
Those poor things.
I couldn't have been much the cleanest my beehole's ever been in my life.
Yeah, I bet.
Guess you were very thorough, huh?
Cleaned it out.
Yeah, I mean,
sparkling.
You could have. I'm going to take a lot of care before that whole terrible day.
Brett is with us. Hi, Brett. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. We're talking about something that's got screwed up on a hospital visit.
So I was getting my wisdom teeth taken out, and this nurse was like 90 pounds, or the doctor was like 90 pounds, and she had her whole knee on my chest, yanking my tooth, my wisdom teeth out, and nothing bad happened. But eventually I had told her this hurts, so she had to numb my mouth up. But literally this little woman was on my chest just yanking my whole teeth out.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing happened to Dave.
Yep.
You know, they were on top of him.
Standard. It's what they have to do sometimes.
I feel like if their roots are...
Mine were so impacted.
In there. Yeah.
They had to get on top of me. I woke up with, like, the worst pain and then two, like, giant yellow bruises formed.
At least you were out, though. It seems like this guy, like, was
awake. Oh, yeah, no, I was out. I didn't even feel the pain until, like, the next day when I woke up. I was so drugged.
Yeah.
And when I woke up, I was like, oh, my God, what happened to me?
You realize you went through something, yeah.
Someone said, how about intern day when you're going in to get checked for testicular cancer? I had a parade of people feeling my balls.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I never even thought about that.
You want to check you?
Watching is one thing.
Listen, the guy that woke up with a room full of interns, shouldn't they have to ask? Or are they allowed to just...
You know, I feel like during a surgery, like... I wouldn't care as much because I'm out. I'm supposed to be out. That's why I'd have problems with the anesthesiologist.
But, like, to me, put me out and just make sure I never know. The fact that, like, a line of 12 people went in.
I'm getting, like, my balls filled
and,
up by a doctor, and there's a line of people, and I'm looking, and I see a line forming, I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
like
12. How about just one?
Yeah, I'm not cool with everybody's hands.
Yeah.
No, I believe you should have the right to say, hey, I'd prefer not. I mean, I think it's an awkward...
I thought you did.
I have been asked that before, and I really didn't want it, but you feel kind of like, what are you going to say, right? Yeah. No, I don't want them in here.
Can we make sure that hot intern in the back is going to feel up on these?
Yeah. I'll say this, though. Like, during childbirth, there were a bunch of interns in there, and then when all of a sudden, like, Ro wasn't breathing great... It was like, everybody get out. And that's not a great thing to go through as people like going, having a kid when they kick everyone out. Because that makes you feel like, this isn't good. This is dangerous. So I don't know. I don't like the whole idea. I understand they have to learn, though.
Devin's with us. Hey, Devin, what happened?
Hey, what's up? Can I get a penis?
No, unless we can hear you.
Penis.
It sounds like you're speaking through your
phone,
penis balls.
The phone is not.
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, God damn it. God damn it. All right.
Yep.
Oh, hold on. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, way better. Way better. Now. There we go.
All right. So, story tell. At the beginning of the year, I was playing Call of Duty. I had some pistachio shells lodged on the side of my mouth, kind of like a packed nut.
Yeah.
And was sucking on for the flavor. Won the game, decided to jump up in the air, and one of the shells ended up going down my throat, so I was going to die. And 4 weeks later, after me telling the hospital that it was lodged in my lung still because I couldn't breathe and I had to take a month off, the doctors came back and was like, hey, we did a CT scan, and we decided that you need to go into emergency surgery because we found the pistachio, and guess where it was? Exactly where you said it, right by your heart valve that was stopping you from breathing.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess they just don't assume that you're going to know that something is in your lung. But if I feel like I sucked in some pistachios,
you'd know.
At least check
it. Something was wrong.
Check it.
Mike's in Boston talking about something that got screwed up.
Penis
on a hospital visit. What happened?
Yeah, man. So back in the day, probably 5-10 years ago, I used to have really bad seizures, and I had a seizure, and they put me in a medically induced coma. And so I woke up, I don't know if it was later that day, next day, and I really had to take a piss. So I wake up, and I'm saying it, and the doctor says, just go pee, you know, or the nurse says, just go pee. And I'm still in a daze, so I'm thinking, I need to get up, use the bathroom. They go, no, you have a catheter.
Oh.
I'd never had a catheter in my life. So I reach down, I grab this thing, and I yank on it, thinking I could just pull it out. And I look like Ben Stiller. I looked like Ben Stiller when he zipped up his wheelie in that movie, you know?
Yeah.
I'm screaming top of my lungs. And, yeah, that's my story, man. I yanked on this thing. It was the most pain I've ever felt in my life.
Jesus, yeah. Mike.
Nope.
Dear God.
It's got barbs or something.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Even the thought of it makes me...
Just the thought of it just going in.
Okay, stop it.
I don't enjoy it.
I just am going to, whenever I'm in any of these situations medically, I'm just going to always just be like, just knock me out.
Exactly.
Knock me out.
From the start to the beginning.
Like if I'm, sir, it's just a hangnail.
Yeah, it's fine. Knock me out.
Yep. I'm telling you. I would like to know, like, okay, how long is the whole process, even the recovery? Just wake me up at the end.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to be asleep like it didn't even happen. Oh, you'll be in for 3 days. Keep me asleep.
I had a boil on my balls and had a hot doctor and a gay nurse ultrasound my sack. It was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever had to do.
Bonus. Thank you.
It's a weird day. You don't want
I'll say this. I don't want anyone to see my ball boils.
Well, let's hope you never have.
It's a real tragedy.
It's a real
you don't ever have ball
tragedy.
Boils.
Jesus.
I did learn through an email that I didn't print off, but it's funny enough. A guy went in. He had ball boils.
Yeah.
And they had to just take his sack.
Dave?
Took the whole thing. What are they
Dave, what are you talking about?
I'm talking... I think I don't know if I saved it, but they...
They give his balls like a Darth Vader suit or something?
Yeah.
Like,
what is it in? Where are they?
They
seal it up?
They took his sack.
They took it.
And they put like an artificial...
No.
Oh, they had to make him one.
Yeah.
God, where do they take that hair from or that skin from?
Probably your ass.
Oh, I don't know if they... Oh,
that makes some sense.
I forget where it was. I was reading it this morning and it was devastating. It just went into such detail that I couldn't even... Read the whole thing. Oh, man.
They took his sack, Dave.
Yeah, they took his sack. Mm. It's too bad. I mean, you want sack, right? You want your sack.
I mean,
I don't
depending
know
on how they want to change it up, you're never going to find it.
No, I know.
It's Who knew? Bad. Who knew we were going to go there?
Yeah, but whatever. But I remember it being boils. That's how it started. So you don't want boils on your balls. That's the bottom line here. All right.
Sounds like something a witch would give you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess I don't want my ball boils to be spread through the attractive woman community and then also even the gay community. I'd rather them not all have stories about me.
And your boils.
You know, like
again, that Chuck the Freak has got boils on his balls.
Let's hope
you
never get them. Right?
I do. I
Let's
hope
you never get them. How do you get them? We'll have to look into it.
I don't. You're right.
We'll have to look into it. Right. How to avoid ball boils.
Yeah.
When we come back in a moment, what's the ridiculous reason an IT employee is suing her boss? What embarrassing thing did they make a woman do before she could board a plane? And would you trust an AI lawnmower to mow your lawn? Mm. We'll get to that and more. We'll return in a moment on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Don't you think anal incontinence is going to soar in America?
Absolutely right.
They're blowing their asses apart.
You're like a young doctor right now. You should be thinking
anal restoration.
Kind of, I believe you'd prefer rejuvenation.
Yes.
Anal rejuvenation.
Does that exist?
I always say
they built a new bowl.
I know they did. Okay, anal rejuvenation.
Whatever.
What? They're at least right there. Anal rejuvenation.
What to do, though?
Tighten your loose sphincter muscles, remove skin tags, polyps, and hemorrhoids.
What they need to show is the before and afters.
Okay. Okay. Do that on your own time, Dave.
Oh, before and after.
Oh, come on. I don't want to look.
Oh, what was going on?
See why you do need rejuvenation.
Yeah,
look at that
sometimes.
Ass.
That's
okay.
Like part of the...
I guess there's a need for
okay,
this.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever seen Lisa do 180 so quick.
I know. She's like, okay, this is the worst thing ever. On your own time, Dave, you a-hole.
Oh, my God, this is necessary.
Oh, it's needed. It's needed.
What a vital service.
This man is doing God's work.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. You're back with Dave and Chuck the Freak. It is the 22nd of May, a Monday morning. Continuing now on the show, coming up. What's the ridiculous reason an IT employee is suing her boss? What embarrassing thing did they make a woman do before she could board a plane? And would you trust an AI lawnmower to mow your lawn? First, though, we'll get started with this.
It's time now for What's Up with the Asians?
You know, your trip to Thailand has gone wrong.
Okay.
When you trip and fall into a sewer.
Oh, God. How are there? Are their sewers different?
They're quite dirty.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
An American tourist found trapped in a stormwater drain in Thailand this week after someone passing by heard him yelling for help. 36-year-old Jonathan Viamona told authorities he became stuck after falling into the drain in the Jomteen area the other day. He was trapped in a sewer for several hours before someone finally heard his calls for help and called a local security guard. There is him being pulled out.
That's not tattoos, is it?
That's not.
No.
That's poop tattoos.
Oh, God.
That's a bad day on
vacation.
How did he
get down there?
He said he was on his way just to buy a drink about 7:30 at night.
One and of these something things happened. Were open?
This is where my few extra pounds help out, because I'm
Jesus.
Not going to get washed down a storm
How
drain.
Does that smell? How's he going to look here when they pull him out? Oh, that's where they get hose him down.
Oh, he is covered in tattoos, thank God.
But it's also a lot of poop.
Yeah, he's just going to drink that water right then and there, huh?
Yeah. That's a lot of poop.
Yeah, oh, that's there, nice. Yeah,
there, thank you.
It's
him
a
down.
Wild vacation, huh?
Oh, that
oh
is.
God, it's something. It's something. Not how you want it to go.
Oh, does he talk here? Let's see what he says to the media.
I fell. Yeah.
Oh,
feel yeah, in front of the hotel, and then I just came up on. I don't know where I'm at.
Oh.
I don't know.
You guys aren't buying his story?
I'm not. You know how you can't do certain stuff over there? I feel like he did some of the certain stuff and then ended up climbing in or doing...
There's some more to that story.
There's more
to
that.
Just don't go, oops, I fell in.
Yeah, like I think he was either real high, super drunk, like something that you're not allowed to do.
That man looks like he lives a wild life.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. Like, I think it was more of an intentional move by him than you realize.
Being in a sewer drain?
Yeah, I do. You know how that one lady keeps going in the sewers?
Stop. Maybe he's down there smoking opium.
Like something. Or he did something and then it just, you don't know what you're going to do next type of drug. One of those fun ones.
Oh, yeah.
Where and then you just end up in a sewer. And then he started to sober up and was like, what am I doing in here?
Security guard alerted police and rescue crews. They managed to lift the metal grate off the drain and free the man about a half hour after someone heard him screaming for help. He was stuck about 5 feet below the street in a sewer drain pipe.
that was only about 2 feet wide. He is shirtless and covered in sludge. He didn't appear to be physically injured. He said he was exhausted, though, and somewhat disoriented.
Yeah.
The rescue team escorted him to a police station to receive further assistance. He had arrived in the Southeast Asian country with his girlfriend just a few days before this happened.
I don't think he was traveling the tubes, you know, like, I think he was just right there in that sewer grate this whole time.
Oh, that is
and
a lot of sludge.
My guess is he lifted it up and went in when he was.
There's no other
possibly
private place I could get high other than a sewer.
Well, like I said, I think he probably got high in the hotel. And then he went on that adventure. You know, that adventure that the people that have done certain drugs have no idea where they're going to end up, what they're going to do. They steal an ambulance.
I guarantee drugs were involved.
Yeah. He doesn't know. He's like, I don't know exactly how it happened. I just woke up down here. Mm-hmm.
Either way,
it sucks. It sucks.
Not a good vacation.
Horrible.
No.
Smelly. Even when he was doing that interview, there was still some poop under his nose.
Did you see that? It didn't quite get it.
They hadn't quite washed it all the
way. He's drinking down that water, touching that poop,
though. Oh, my goodness. Right into his mouth.
Mm. Mm.
Dear God.
Yep.
Don't do drugs. Bad start to
allegedly.
Your vacation. Allegedly. If that's what happened there.
Yep.
All right. So we live in a very strange time, as we keep telling you. This is a situation where this woman took this a little too far. A tech worker in England tried to sue her boss after apparently believing that stuff he was saying in emails was actually code for sex.
Oh, so she like took in the Craigslist. She maybe listens to us.
Karina Gasparova was an IT worker at a paperless global trade management company. She filed a sexual harassment and discrimination lawsuit against her boss, Alexander Goulandris, outlining alleged misbehavior dating back a couple of years. The judge threw the case out, though, after he heard the claims. She claimed that her boss's use of XX in emails were attempts to kiss her. YY was code for sexual contact. And question marks code that he wanted her to engage in a sexual relationship.
Yeah, that's what that means.
The boss represented by a lawyer. She represented herself. Provided all the emails as evidence of her claims. Like this example, the solution currently used by XX Agris Companies and YY Barge Lines in North-South flows in the ... waterways. She believed that was all sex code.
No.
And also the fact that he signed off with his initials. He's Alexander James Goulandris, AJG. She said that actually stood for a jumbo genital.
Well, duh.
He knows she likes him big.
Thank God, Lisa.
She loves the term jumbo.
AJG.
Yeah, she didn't see
jumbo genital.
Yeah.
Jumbo genital. That'd be like me signing off DH and someone assuming I meant dickhead or something.
Yeah, which I do every time. Every time, like, was that dickhead or was that Dave Hunter?
Definitely the other one.
He also had to put up with her claims that he used an alluring voice one day when leaving to tell her to have a nice evening.
Oh, man.
Have a nice evening.
He probably was just like, hey, have a nice evening.
Have a nice evening. She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, well. This is a weird one. Yeah.
Luckily, the judge ruled it all completely without me.
No. Because, I mean, all he was trying to say is just, you know, XX, like company A.
Right, like fill in the blanks here.
Company B, right. YY.
Question mark, like don't understand.
Yeah.
Not will you have sex with me.
Yeah.
And my jumbo genitals.
Not a bad nickname if you can get it.
How you doing? I'm old jumbo genitals over here.
You know, you're right.
He's finally admitted it.
That is insanity. But that's the time we live in. Right?
That's but that's going to go to court. Like, that went all the way to court.
Yeah, well, thankfully, right? But thankfully, the judge saw through it as BS.
Yeah.
Okay, taken to the skies for our next few stories. A belligerent Tampa-bound passenger caused some troubles. What did they get up to? Here's that update now from WFLA-TV.
Trying to catch a flight to Tampa had a long delay overnight after a passenger became violent before takeoff. A Frontier Airlines flight out of Denver International Airport was set for takeoff when the airline says a passenger became belligerent and hit a flight attendant with an intercom phone as she was being removed from the plane. She was then arrested. The flight finally took off at about 5:30 this morning, hours after its scheduled departure time, which was just before 1 a.m.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
Hit the flight attendant with the intercom phone. Mm. Probably wasted, right? The 1 a.m. flight.
Yeah, my guess. Yeah, you partied all the way to the end. That Vegas flight was like that one time. Where people have partied all the way to the end, and then you're taking that red eye.
Just hope that they partied out.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
You do.
And get it out of their system.
Yeah.
A woman says she's never been so embarrassed to be weighed like luggage before her flight.
Oh, this is a nightmare scenario for me.
This traveler shared the mortifying moment that a fellow passenger was forced to step on a baggage scale before takeoff after confusion over her weight.
What?
The woman claimed she was only 130 pounds.
Okay.
And the smaller plane has weight limits. So the crew did make her get on the scales.
Well, you have to. You can't kill us all.
Of everyone there. This is just
I love that meme.
It's the greatest meme. Pedro Pascal eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
But this woman, I mean, she's so probably closer to double 130, right?
Yeah.
But what kind of plane does...
So I've actually had this a couple of times where you had to give your weight in advance.
A small plane.
It's got to be like a small.
Yeah.
I get that, but...
I was on a seaplane once, and they needed our weight in advance, and they did weigh us. Like, they don't take your word for it.
Yeah.
They weighed every single person who was going to get on that plane.
Because they know, like... the plane can't get in the air.
Yeah. Or I wouldn't lie about my weight in that situation because you feel like the plane could crash.
No. Yeah. Even other places like zip lining, they ask for your weight and they weigh you. Like, it's not safe. You could die.
Yeah.
Right?
They can't,
if they don't give you the right rope and right attachments, you could die. Why would you lie?
And she might have filled this out like online beforehand and thought, well, who cares about what my weight is, but I don't feel comfortable putting 260 in, so I'm going to put 130.
The TikTok person who posted this said the whole airport trying to mind their business as a woman is asked to step on the baggage scale because she claims she was 130 pounds. It's a tiny plane, so they needed our weight to take off for safety reasons. Passenger is standing on the luggage scale in full view of fellow flyers.
That's so rude to take a video of her.
It is not the nicest thing.
It's odd that she'd even be like, let's give it a shot.
Well, she had to get on that plane.
She had to
get weight.
I mean, wouldn't you just be like, I might have fudged the numbers.
Yeah, here's the real number.
Yeah, like if
I'll write it down for you. Right. I promise it's real.
Actually, I'm sorry. I must have slipped writing that.
But the problem is, you've lied to us once.
Yeah, but you can clearly see, you can kind of guess how much he weighs.
I know.
The one time when they made us step on the scale to fly, it was like, it wasn't the luggage scale right in front of everyone. It was kind of like you around had your the corner own little, and then the woman would follow you there and you'd step on and then you'd come out and the next person would go in. No one else witnessed anything happening.
I'm feeling like she was wheeled there as well, which is,
she was, she may have been. Oh, right. I didn't even notice that there guy there was the wheelchair.
Oh yeah. I thought that was a dolly for some reason.
No. Yes,
that's
a wheelchair.
I
that's
think
a wheelchair.
That she didn't want to walk. And so she asked for, so
yeeks,
real bad scene all around.
Listen, try not to kill yourself and everyone else on your plane.
Yes.
By severely underestimating your weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been 125 pounds for a long time.
I have a hard time feeling sorry for people that put
125 here. Yep. Size 28 waist.
Sir, we're just going over your numbers here. Uh-huh. We'd like you to, could Chuck Urquhart step up to the front gate, please?
Size
Chuck Urquhart?
Medium shirt.
I'm just reviewing you. What are you, is this correct, sir?
Yes.
These numbers
125.
Here, one,
yep. 6 foot 4.
That's a 125.
125, okay. 6 foot 4.
So you're 6'4", really?
Yeah, 6'4".
Okay, we're going to need
medium shirt.
Just going to need to step 28, up here 28, on the luggage scale just for a second. If yay. If you, ooh, wow, that is more than,
you know what, I ate before I got here.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that must be it.
75 pounds of brisket.
Is that what you prepare a cow before you
yeah, well, you know.
Why don't you go take a dump?
I'm a hungry man. I'm a hungry man.
One more thing about flying here. Would you pay extra to get an empty seat next to you on a flight?
How much?
You could get that chance if you fly the Australian airline Qantas. Here's how it works. If a flight isn't full, you'll get a message about 2 days before offering to put one of the unsold seats next to yours for a small fee.
I'd be waiting by my phone like I was about to answer a trivia question on a game show. Like, ready to hit that.
Yes. Yeah. You're not totally guaranteed to get that extra seat next to you until boarding begins. If those seats ended up needing to get filled, you will get your fee refunded.
Right.
But they say it's probably around $50.
Oh, God, that's a little pricey, but
I think that's totally worth it.
It's pretty nice. It's pretty nice.
Is it $50?
Yeah.
I'd pay $50 for an empty seat.
Sure. Empty seat next to you. And the airline makes so that seat would have been empty anyway, or a seat would have been empty, so they make extra
money. It's kind of an interesting way for them to make a little bit of extra dough.
Yeah.
That they would have lost out on.
Get the snacks and the beverage for the person that would be sitting there, though, since they paid the $50.
Just ask for two. That's what I've learned. They'll never say no.
Yeah, they never say no.
They never say no.
I would feel like such a...
I've never really done it myself, but I've just seen so many people. I've seen so many people do it.
I would, but I've seen it, and they'd never question. Because they can't these days, right?
Yep.
I'd be so embarrassed, but can I get...
You ever have the...
cans of pop and two things of cookies, please?
Every once in a while, like, I was on a flight where they had just a basket of stuff.
Yeah,
they were like offering
pass
up,
it around.
And I've seen people like
take some people load up.
I'm like, you can't take five.
Some people
things.
Have no shame though. Like I have shame. I wouldn't. I don't know. I can't load up on stuff. But I have, like, they'll say the regular, like, you know, cookies, pretzels, or Sun Chips.
Yeah,
and the guy beside me was like, all three.
Oh yeah,
but I've seen eating for two, huh?
Yeah,
okay, wow. So
I've
seen it.
Oh, wait a minute. So I have less shame because I was like, I'll ask them for extra cookies and stuff.
See, that's it. That's what you can. They'll never say no. They don't say no.
I'll be like, can I get two packages of cookies?
Yeah.
And see? They absolutely will.
And they'll do it.
And they didn't slap your hands or anything?
No. Nothing. Wow. They don't care. It's not. Turns out it's not their cookies.
Yep.
Well, they do not care.
Those treats like they are their cookies.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't want your
maybe you'll get a real bitchy flight attendant that won't give you that. But every time I've seen someone ask for it, they give it to them without question. A pushy mother-in-law did herself in after harping on the unusual appearance of her granddaughter. When her granddaughter was born with green eyes, the mother-in-law started accusing her daughter-in-law of cheating.
Oh, boy.
The mother-in-law hounded the woman so much about it that she finally agreed to have her husband, the baby, and herself DNA tested to put an end to the harassment from her mother-in-law. The good news is the paternity test confirmed the mother and father were indeed the baby's biological parents. The bad news is that DNA test had some bad news for the mother-in-law. Oh. Turns out the baby daddy's father wasn't the father he'd known his whole life.
That's terrible. Imagine this. You're such a bitch that you like force, you know, you've ruined your son's life now in a way.
She's a really horrible person.
Yeah, she's a terrible person. Because I'd be like, we'll take the DNA test, but that means you don't get to be a part of this person's life.
Right.
Is she accused because she feels guilty?
Probably. That's what happens a lot, right? Yeah. The daughter-in-law is now trying to determine the best way to confront her mother-in-law about the fact that she's a cheater and she knows it. Her husband just thinks the man who raised him as a father should know the truth.
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming that that's all coming out. That is a bad day. That was a bad, bad choice. But that's what the universe does every
absolutely,
once in a while.
That is totally
it just bends you over a sink and
gives it to you. Here's a topic we actually have some science on. Are you a multiple sneezer? Like when you sneeze, do you usually sneeze more than once? They, for some reason, did a nationwide survey about this. 5,000 people were a part of it.
Most of us are multiple sneezers. Only 26% of Americans sneeze just once. Double sneezing is what most of us do, with 38%. Some of us don't stop there. 28% usually are triple sneezers. 3% say they sneeze four times. 4% of Americans sneeze five times or more. I'm a double or triple.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you've gone triple.
I'm normally triple. It's so weird.
Yep.
My wife's a triple, too.
Yeah.
Every time she sneezes three times. I'm stop saying bless you now until she's done three times.
I think I generally do it at least twice.
And you swear.
And I swear. And it's a lot. And I have a powerful sneeze
and
that I can't control.
Mouth. Yep. And a filthy mouth.
Yep.
They also ask people if they don't have a tissue to sneeze into, what do?
I just blow it into someone's face.
The top tactic is sneeze into your elbow. 53% said elbow, 27% said hands, and 15% do the chuck, just sneeze right straight into the air.
Yeah, right? look at someone and give it to them.
At you?
Yeah.
How many people grab a stranger's shirt and sneeze into that?
That's not a good idea. That's how you could be shot.
Thank you for your shirt.
I appreciate it.
If you ever have to sneeze but can't, here's one strategy. 28% say staring at a bright light can make them sneeze. That definitely is what works.
Yeah, that, pull out a nose hair.
Oh, yeah?
That can do it. Yep.
Usually looking at bright light does make you sneeze.
Oh, yeah?
Every once in a while, I'll do a one sneeze, and then I'm always expecting another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're waiting.
I'm like that, too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll do two.
Yeah.
It's almost like however the sneeze started. Like, if it's an allergy one, it's definitely going to be more than one for me. If it's like a clear the chamber type of thing, I don't know. I might do just one giant one, but...
If you're still not ready to trust your kids to mow your lawn, would you trust artificial intelligence? There's another robot mower on the way that this time uses AI technology to mow your lawn. It's called the Lawnmeister.
I like the name.
It's kind of like a Roomba for your lawn. They say it can navigate obstacles like pets, toys, even dog turds.
You know, that looks small enough that it might be able to put, like, certain designs in your lawn, which would be interesting. You could put, like, a message.
It doesn't chaotically zigzag through your property bouncing off wires. It can mow in straight lines. It can learn the digital boundaries of your yard so it won't end up in a neighbor's lawn or out in the street. You can even block off some areas you want to handle yourself, like a kid's play area or near the garden. You can even teach it mowing schedules. Now, naturally, these things aren't cheap. In a recent Kickstarter, they started at $1,000. The people that have backed it will get their mowers in August.
But you don't have to do anything.
The company says that they plan on shifting to retail sales once those orders are fulfilled, but it's unclear when they'll be available and if the price will be the same.
I guess my only issue is that I have one of these robots that is supposed to vacuum my house, and I've used it about four times because it's so useless.
I feel like this will be the same way.
Yeah, that's how we're seeing the best things it's ever done.
It'd be great if it worked perfectly, but I just don't feel it will.
They're showing it here, avoiding people. And
oh, yeah, that was nice. Stuff. It actually, like, stopped.
We just got artificial intelligence, so let's give it wheels and blades.
Yeah, we're always thinking, huh?
You know what's going to happen? I'm driving down the street, and Chuck's got his $1,000 AI mower out. Thanks, Chuck. Because he's setting it and go inside, right?
Oh,
put that in the car.
Oh, no! Dave took my mower! Yeah.
Lazy baby ain't sitting outside for the whole thing.
No way.
I got myself a free
Set it and forget it.
How much are they going to be?
$1,000.
$1,000.
That's what they started at. They'll probably be more when they go to retail.
I think you're right, Dave. I think there'll be a way to, like, crack it.
Yeah, so they'll be able to hack it for sure.
You just steal it and be able to figure out.
You'd have
out
to be out there the whole time watching it to make sure no one stole it.
But, like, it's not one of the Roombas. It's some other version that Amazon was selling. And I was like, ooh, I got to get that thing. And I'm telling you, man, if it hits like a piece of lint, it will set it a little bit off. But the AI inside of it thinks it's still going straight. It thinks it's like doing a perfect square. Oh. And it's not even close. It's like a mess. I'm like, I can't. I can't use this thing. The only way I can use it is if I stand and watch it. And then I'm like, oh, it's off course.
You just vacuum yourself.
And that's it. And that's it. It's like,
be done with it.
Have you ever vacuumed in your life, Chuck?
Maybe a couple times. Hire it done. That's what I say. Hire it done.
We'll take a break. When we come back in a moment, what's the crazy way an Indiana man just died? What goal did a grandma and her grandson just achieve? And bitches tripping all on the way when we return right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Miller High Life is selling alcoholic ice cream bars that's supposed to taste like a dive bar. Each bar has beer-flavored ice cream, a hint of tobacco smoke, and something that would represent the sticky floor, gooey caramel swirl.
Oh, that's gross. I can't.
First ice cream bar, original Klondike. Klondikes came out 100 years ago.
I'd take a Klondike bar.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Almost anything. I could do a lot. For a Klondike
I was so
bar.
Worried about saying dykes right that I said...
Yeah. I was worried about saying dykes, so I said, I don't know what, I don't, God, I probably made it worse. I should just keep shut talking. Up sometimes.
Yeah, keep talking, it's better. Keep this way. Keep saying more. What other words are you pretty much saying?
Oh, man. What have I done?
You know, there's a word that you think, oh, should I say that?
Klondike bar.
I know, but I was going through my head, I screwed myself up.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Am I allowed to say
just
Klondike?
As long as you put the Klon in front of it, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly. Later, he didn't.
Anyway,
it's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
It's a Monday. It's the 22nd of May coming up. What's the crazy way an Indiana man just died? What goal did a grandma and her grandson just achieve? And bitches tripping on the way.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time now for a check of the news.
Warning, Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark-sided.
Jerry is ungodly! Dark-sided!
An Indiana man is dead after going through his grandfather's belongings and a grenade his granda had there went off. Why do old men keep grenades?
You know what?
So many of them keep grenades.
Yeah. He obviously was in some conflict, right? Brought it back as a souvenir.
Yeah, must have been.
According to a post from the Lake County Sheriff's Department, officers responded to a call of an explosion. This was before 6:30 p.m. on Saturday in the community of Lake of the Four Seasons. The family was looking through their grandfather's belongings when this guy found something at the bottom, picked it up. By the time he realized it was a handheld explosive, it was too late. It went off.
He's a real jerk.
He's a horrible person.
He loves grenade stories. He always has.
He does. They don't know if this guy either pulled the pin
by mistake.
I'm guessing
when he was fishing for it.
Or it fell out. Either way, it detonated.
Yeah, still worked, huh?
They found an adult male unresponsive at the scene.
Wow.
He was later declared dead. The man's two kids, unfortunately, were there with him, 14-year-old boy and an 18-year-old girl.
Did they get struck at all?
They were wounded by shrapnel. Jeez. They are going to be fine, but they had to be transported to a nearby hospital.
The investigation is ongoing. According to the FBI, some families have unexpectedly found explosive devices in the belongings of their parents or grandparents who were military veterans. Some veterans brought back explosives as souvenirs from the World Wars, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and the Gulf War. And they say anyone who finds a grenade or other explosive device needs to move away from it immediately and call 911.
There are probably a lot of old dudes that have grenades.
I think you're right.
Too many.
Yep. Too many. Yep.
I mean,
Margaret, slowly... where's my ointment?
It's next to your grenades, God okay. bless America.
Why the grenades? I always forget.
Yeah. Make sure you're grabbing the right thing.
Give him! You know, so my grandfather was in World War II, and so were, like, all of, you know, his wife's brothers. Now, he was wounded, and so when he came home, he didn't really have a chance. Like, you're just right from the hospital, you come home. But the other guys, they all got to bring stuff back. Mm. And, I mean, they had a lot of stuff.
A lot of explosives.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Were they worried about the explosives?
I think no one back then cared. You were in the war. You came back. You had a bunch of different guns that you took off of people and all sorts of, you know, helmets, like whatever. And I think you just got off the boat. There was no like checking you for stuff, especially way back then.
Yeah, they didn't care.
So you had grenades. You had grenades.
And they still have them. And they probably forget they have them. Right?
Yeah, if they're not gone already. If they're not gone already. Most of them, all the World War II guys basically they're gone. Yeah. Just bad. Because I found like a rucksack of a bunch of stuff from my grandfather. But it was like photos and some uniform stuff and things like that. No grenades. Luckily,
yeah,
no,
luckily
grenades.
No grenades.
All right. Listen, I heard woman attacked by lemur at Texas Aquarium. And I went, what? And then I'm like, well, this is in Austin, Texas, and it's in a strip mall. Should you really be surprised that you got attacked there at the strip mall aquarium?
Yep, that's it.
Here's the story on this one.
I remember looking down and my face was like dripping blood.
The culprit, she says, a lemur like this at the Austin Aquarium.
I was bleeding. I remember crying immediately.
Charmaine Dickerson and her boyfriend took a trip to the Austin Aquarium, which is in a strip mall off 183 in North Austin. No. She says they decided to try out the facility's interactive lemur experience, where people get to pet the animal under supervision of a handler.
I take probably two steps in. The lemur lurches at me, lands on my shoulder. I think I turned my face like this, which is why the bite is on this side. So there's like a bite on this side and then a scratch. I just felt bleeding.
In a statement, the aquarium extended its thoughts to Dickerson and says staff are looking into the incident. The facility also noted millions of people visit per year, and it has only had a, quote, minimal number of animal bites or scratches. Now, the aquarium isn't accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. It's actually not required to be, but it is monitored by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That is where these inspection reports come from. And in here, we found multiple warnings related to the handling of animals, as well as previous incidents of bites during interactive encounters. The aquarium says in the past, bites and scratches happened because guests didn't follow guidelines. Dickerson says she followed the instructions and the bite happened right away, leaving her driving back to Kansas with an injured face.
Yeah, it didn't feel good.
Brianna Hollis, KXAN News.
So get that lemur flu. Look out.
In a strip mall, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it was like a store that was something else. And they were like, you know what? We're just going to put an aquarium in here.
This Sears is now an aquarium.
But it's like I decided to.
Yes.
You know, like I'm not part of the government or it's not like, it's like Chuck's Aquarium.
One day he'll have one.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you know, yeah. I'm waiting for those prices to keep going down.
In the old Bed Bath &
Beyond
store.
There's going to be a nice for Chuck's mall aquarium coming up.
Finally found a home for all 75 of those tanks he's got.
Yep. But, you know, the last time that I was at what I would say... It shouldn't have been a dodgy aquarium because it was in a big city, but I was in San Francisco and there was like nothing to do. We had done everything. And we were walking the boardwalk and there's this like boardwalk casino, or not casino, boardwalk aquarium there. And so I'm like, okay, kids, we'll go in here. And they had one of the things was like a touch the animal thing. But there was a tank with like some sharks in it that were apparently, they were like, had a guy there that was like, hey, don't, hey, no, no, don't put your hand in this one.
Oh,
like, yeah, there was like someone on guard. Sharks. There was like on guard guarding these certain, this one tank where they were like, I know everyone else can touch everything else in here, but not this, this tank.
One. That's fine.
And let the guy know. Was on guard. So it just made me feel like sometimes, you know,
you shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't have a certain animal in there.
This is worrisome. Orcas have got together to sink another boat in Europe. So the behavior is spreading.
Yep.
A trio of orcas worked together to sink a yacht off the coast of Spain.
Oh, my.
The latest in a string of similar incidents involving the marine mammals and European boats. The two little orcas observed the bigger one's technique, and with a slight run-up, they slammed into the boat. The people aboard were all rescued, but the boat sank. Over the past couple of years now, there have been continuous reports of orcas having these kind of interactions with boats in the Strait of Gibraltar and the waters around Spain's Gallica region.
Don't you think the orcas would have
eaten
the people?
Sank a yacht.
Yeah.
Did they eat anybody?
No, not so far. In last year, they sank two sailboats, one in July and one in November, off the coast of Portugal. In those cases, everyone was rescued and there were no injuries. And in this most recent one, again, everyone was rescued. There was no injuries, but the boat sank.
That whole time that you're waiting to be rescued, I would assume it's only a matter of time before they decide to get me.
Yeah. Once you find out that's what sank the boat,
yeah,
then you're just like waiting for them.
They don't know for sure what's prompted the behavior. They believe, though, that there's a female known as White Gladys who had an initial collision involving a boat. The theory is that she then started exhibiting defensive behavior against vessels, which the other orcas have now began to copy.
What's her name?
White Gladys.
Yeah,
she's pretty. Revenge for White Gladys.
That's it. She's taught them all now. They're like, you hit our queen.
Get the boats.
You hear what this thing did to Gladys?
What?
Yeah. Ran right into her.
We're going to start ramming them then.
Yeah, we got to ram them.
Gladys!
We got to ram them.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. They're like, however they talk.
Whatever they're saying. You know? And bam! I'd love to know how big this boat was.
We just saw that couple on that other boat, too.
I know.
So this is spreading fast.
Yeah, it's faster than we'd like.
Gladys rage.
Yeah.
Look out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going through that area on a boat, be careful.
It's not good.
We'll take a break. When we come back in a moment, there's more to come, including bitches tripping still ahead on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
A rescue mission in the Colorado wilderness nearly failed when a man who got separated from his hunting party was almost overlooked by the search team. Pilots spotted someone they believed could have been the missing man. The pilot said, he's saying hi, so he doesn't seem to be in distress. I don't think this is the guy. So they left.
So I'm just like, hey, thanks for coming to rescue me, but I look too happy.
The only human being you saw, maybe check to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Said hi.
It's kind of like when Dave would give away prizes, people would be like,
oh, that's nice.
If you were Captain Dave, you're flying in this, and you're like, he's not happy enough for us to rescue.
We're not coming down there.
Do you really want to rescue or not?
Down there.
Can we get this?
Sorry, you son of a bitch.
I really need to be rescued.
No, yeah, right, you son of a bitch.
Hurry, I'm lost.
Whatever, loser, we're going to find someone who really wants to be saved.
Yeah, I really want to be saved.
I'm waving one arm. Doesn't look enthused at all.
To throw a rope down, and I can hold on to it.
Fly away.
They're leaving. Oh, my God.
If Captain Dave is up there, you better react.
You better.
That's clearly who they were dealing with.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, and Customs and Border Control agents in Louisville, Kentucky, had themselves a huge seizure score. Three shipping containers turned out to be filled with high-end knockoffs, brands like Rolex, Gucci, Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany, and others. The street value, they believe, about $3.1 million in fakes. Mm. They are estimating that Americans fork out over $100 billion each year on fake items.
Look at this Rolex, Dave.
Check this out. Is that you?
Look at this gorgeous thing.
I don't believe that's real.
It goes click, 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 click. Dad, that's not it.
Looks like it says Bolex.
Yeah. Yeah. Bryce, fools enough.
So some people realize they're getting fakes, and some people, I'm sure, don't. But, I mean, once you realize the price you're paying for it.
One of the weird little areas that I've stumbled upon on TikTok are these guys in New York City that buy and sell watches. And to me, it's like a fascinating thing because you have to know so much to know how much something's worth and whether or not it's real or fake. And some of these guys are like, oh, yeah, no, it's real. And then they're like, an expert will be like, man, that's not a real thing. And it's just like heartbreak for some people. And I don't know. That high end watch stuff is crazy. Yeah, it doesn't shock me though that people are trying to fake them because there's so much money.
How would you spend that much? I never could.
You know, I don't know. It's like some of these people, it's like collecting. Like you just get into like collecting high end sports cards or something. They do it with watches. It's just something you hope you don't get into.
Yeah, you hope.
Yeah.
You really do hope.
Yeah.
Here we go again with this. We heard about the world's most expensive ice cream the other day, a place in Japan selling it for like $6,700 a scoop. Well, before you skip right to dessert, here's an overpriced burger. A restaurant in Philly just unveiled a $700 burger. What the hell's on this? Mm. Here's the story.
And I am going to start with that really expensive burger.
God,
$700.
Get out of
at DBG. It's basically
like it.
The Maserati, get the Chanel, the Rolex of burgers, and they called it the gold standard. When I heard about this bougie burger, I said, we have to go take a peek before it makes its big debut tomorrow.
No one's ever
first of all,
it.
Even the
Philly?
The bun is gold.
Even the bun, we took care to gold plate that with edible 24 karat gold, and then
gilded.
Yes, it is. And we have the Japanese A5 meat. We add truffle to it, black shade truffle. We add Italian caviar, and we add lobster, but we flambe it in Louis XIII. And to top it all off, you get a 1 ounce pour of the Louis XIII as well. So it's a full on experience.
She couldn't help but eat those fries. Are she eating this for real?
Yes.
That's gross.
I wonder how it is.
Disgusting.
Right? I know. Sorry, so good. This is the newly conceptualized Drury Beer Garden, now called...
It's a pretzel looks pretty good.
I'm sure the normal food is good, but if you put fish eggs on something, get the hell out of here.
I just don't understand caviar on a burger, because caviar is meant to be cold. That would heat it up. That would heat up the fish eggs.
Especially because they put like hot lobster on top of there too, right? And big chunks of truffle.
Ooh.
So it does come with fries. There's the good news.
Fries.
And the fries are drizzled in a fancy honey that costs $200 an ounce.
Okay.
Well, they're just, you know, like I said, if you can trick some people with
you do this for one reason,
money,
right? Like just to get it talked about. Nobody will ever order it.
Yeah. This is a weird place, though. This is a beer garden. Like during their happy hour, you can get a cheeseburger for $2.95.
That's all I want.
Right, me too.
In fact, I'm sure that one, delicious.
Right.
You know, the $2.95 burger, That's yeah.
couple beers.
So reasonable for a burger.
Yeah, done. All right, this is where we are in the world today. People get upset over the stupidest, most ridiculous things. There's big outrage online because Starbucks is switching their ice.
Oh, well, wait a second now.
This is going to hit Stella hard.
Oh, wait a
second
now.
Big change brewing at Starbucks. The coffee giant is changing the shape of the ice they use. So long, big ice cubes. Hello, little ice nuggets.
She's going to love this change.
The new ice nugget machines are going to be rolled out at all locations over the next few years, but they're starting this week in some locations.
Oh, you're crying? Are you crying, Chuck? Is it because you have to spend all your time at Starbucks now?
Yeah. So much money.
So much money.
Oh, my God,
I thought they always had that ice. Is that she never goes there? Is that
she goes there all the time, but she doesn't get icy beverages. She gets some kind of frothy something pink.
Is that just, the pink drink?
Yeah. So she gets the pink drink, but then she also gets some kind of thing that's, I don't know if it's like ice cream. I don't know what it is, but.
Spokesperson said, as we continue to innovate and make investments in the Starbucks experience, we're introducing new machines that make nugget ice.
Oh, they know, man. This is what these kids are after, kids this nugget ice.
Starbucks says it's tested out drinks with nugget ice and found the response to be amazingly positive.
Oh, this is going
to
be...
They like the fact that these new machines require less water to make the ice.
Well, nugget ice is superior.
It is. It is. It's that crunch or
doesn't
whatever.
It melt faster with the smaller nuggets than the bigger cubes?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that when I go to certain places, I am a fool ordering just cups of ice.
I never thought ice would be so trendy.
It's trendy. No one saw it coming because I would have started an ice company.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You have special ice makers for your countertop that you looked into.
I know, but there's so much money. Right. My goodness. It's so much money. I'd have to own a Starbucks to be able to pay for it.
So your daughter loves ice nuggets and your son loves chicken nuggets.
Yeah, so
nugget
I go.
Family.
So
kind of
America's
way.
Nugget family. Yeah. When I go, when I have to go to Chick-fil-A or whatever, I'm
nugs.
Like, yeah, give me the nuggets, plain sauce, yeah, the barbecue, and then a fry and a glass of ice cubes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So you take care of one nugget lover and the other nugget lover.
That's it. Pure nugs in my house.
All loving the nugs.
Yep.
And finally, a 93-year-old grandma and her grandson have completed a pretty big task. Here's what they did.
Now, the grandmother and grandson who went viral for their quest to visit every U.S. national park, well, they've now achieved that goal. Brad Ryan and his 93-year-old grandmother, Joy, arrived at the National Park.
Holy crap, she's 93. She's dead. She's going to die.
Having fun.
Oh, God.
Their trek started when Ryan's grandma told him she regretted how few trips she'd taken in her life. It took more than 7 years, but the duo visited all 63 national parks. Ryan said their trip defied assumptions about the limits of aging.
I'll say this, though. He is a cool grandson.
He's very
That is like...
He's devoted 7 years of his life.
I can't get one of my kids to go out to dinner with one of their grandparents. So this kid is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be the last thing that I would have wanted to do.
63 national parks he's visited with his grandma. The last one in Hawaii.
A national park. The real hit or miss.
No, they're great. Most of them are great.
Real hit or miss.
There's good times there. Yeah.
Seeing 63 of them.
Some stressful because of her age.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially with her being a stunt woman, she like rolled down a sand dune.
Grandma!
Grandma! That's pretty amazing.
You probably find out she actually fell and rolled down that hill. Yeah. Wasn't done on purpose.
Or he was just evil and laughing at her.
Yeah, he's like, this is the last one, Grandma!
Oh, she survived.
My life is mine now.
When we come back, bitches tripping. What did a Canadian woman do when she believed a car dealership ripped her off?
We'll get to that right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Friday night, we got to Boston. I don't know what was wrong with me. I was so dehydrated. I drank 10 glasses of water.
Did you drink on the flight?
One. I have one drink.
Wasn't a big drinking weekend.
Two, because I wasn't there.
That's right. Lisa wasn't like, you pussies!
God, Lisa.
At one point, we went into a bar, and then like three of us just ordered water.
Oh, my God! It was like the most old school Irish pub. There's like only 15 seats around this bar, and that's it.
So we sit down. It's Chuck and Andy and I. He's like, what can I get you boys?
Yeah. You did not order water from this guy.
Andy ordered water.
I did. I was like, water.
Well, I was like, you want to know how often I've been messed up, man? I paid my dues. He's on pure water, and I'm going to back him up. I'm going to also order just a water.
So they both order water, and I'm like, well, I've got to get something. And I'm like, I'll take a vodka. And he's like, I'm all right.
Well, he even sat the water down in front of me with a little bit of malice, too. He was like,
of course he did.
Here's your water.
It's a cool little Boston
bar.
It
was definitely cool.
You go in there to drink. Right. You don't go in there to ask like for a glass of ice water.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
This bitch is Canadian. She's from Vancouver Island. And police there are looking for this woman. They believe she has keyed over 400 vehicles.
Oh my God.
At two local car dealerships. Why? She thinks they weren't giving her fair deals when she tried to buy cars from them.
It's kind of the Chuck the Freak. This is. It's like, okay, you're going to make me pay more? Well, I'm going to have to take a little bit of money off your bottom line.
The woman caught on surveillance video in a surgical mask, causing over $500,000 in damage at the Journey Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram dealership. Police received three separate reports of mass car keying at both dealerships earlier this year.
You see how she was keying to make sure that you'd have to repaint like multiple panels of every single car too? Like,
right, not just one area.
She's not just like going down and just
seems like she hit different areas.
She would do
she
like
did
the
it to 400 cars. I would assume that it would be like $2 trillion worth of damage.
Oh my God, I know.
Damage report $2 trillion. She's described as 40 to 50 years in age with shoulder length long hair and heavy build. She drives a 2008 Ford Escape. They believe they know it's this woman, and they believe she's had ongoing kind of complaints with the dealership about their pricing. You just
amazing
have to verify that.
Like you've almost done business with the person a couple times. Usually someone knows who, like they know your name.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. She's trying to get rid of 2008 Ford Escape. She probably needs a new vehicle by now.
It's gorgeous though.
But she just can't get the price she wants. So she's going to make them
It's
pay.
Tough times. I mean, it's not a great time to have to buy.
No.
It's really not.
It's not.
It's not the best
they
right
can
now.
Right now.
Yeah, they can. So, they do.
But you still can't key all the vehicles.
I know.
And make them pay $2 trillion for those. That's going to do it for us here on this Monday. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next time on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I think
everyone should say penis so we can take away the negative power of the word. Yeah? So everybody?
Penis.
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 Penis. Penis. Penis.
Thank you for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.